Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever felt like there's so much happening there and then you are wondering, Kucha man, what did I do in my past life to deserve all this kind of heat that is coming my way? What did I do? What didn't I do? What did I say? What didn't I say? Have you ever? Well, sometimes they say it's karma. Sometimes they say it's what? Sometimes they say it's the dharma. Sometimes they say it's imbalance. Sometimes they say it's just bad luck or misfortune. But you know how we're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are doing reading. Right? Many of you guys don't read. Many of you guys don't like to read. Many of you guys don't even think that you like knowledge that is passed over in a book. And I understand that because we are all different, right? And we're all individuals. And sometimes the best way to learn anything is by hearing it. But other people learn how to, like, they like the thrill of their eyes following words on a piece of paper. Reading. And other like to listen. So ladies and gentlemen, today we're doing the 12 laws of karma and we are learning how to change our lives. And these are little things that we are going to be doing in the month of December to finally put ourselves at ease and then just let it go. Let's just write it off. Let's just write it off and let's just say goodbye nicely and calmly, and we learned our lesson and wazala, and then we move on to the next one, right? That's the whole idea. The number in studio is 083-288-401. If you hear something that is enticing, if you hear something that sits well with you, if you hear something that you would like to discuss and like to put into your own life, right? Please buzz me up. I'm just here to have the experience as well. And of course, I've already read the books, right? I wouldn't let you guys read or hear anything that I didn't scrutinize first. So you can come through and we can talk about it, because I've got a lot to say, but only if you ask me. Okay. I've got a lot to say. And today's a wonderful Friday and it is the 5th of December. It is a nice Friday. We are chilling. We are grooving. Unses sharp. And we are within. So enjoy. Oh, and also, disclaimer, we as Eagle Media House do not claim any ownership of anything that is being played here on Pulling Heartstrings. We don't claim any ownership. We don't say that it's ours. We don't say, like, it's our thing. No, we are just, I am just giving it for information purposes and for those that don't have access to this kind of information or this kind of pleasures or these kinds of pleasures. I'm giving, I'm a giving chick.
12 Laws of Karma, written and published by N. Gaslife. Karma is often misconstrued as a simple cause and effect concept, but in reality, it holds immense power in shaping our experiences, relationships, and personal growth. This book explores 12 fundamental laws of karma that provide deep insights and practical wisdom to help you navigate life's challenges and unlock your true potential. These lessons will empower you to take control of your life and create the reality you desire. They cover various topics, including the law of cause and effect and the law of significance and inspiration. As you begin this enlightening journey, you will learn how the principles of creation, growth, and humility can change your mindset and approach to life. You will discover the significance of being accountable for your actions, prioritizing what truly counts, and fostering meaningful relationships with others. Understanding the laws of giving, hospitality, living in the present moment, change, patience, and reward can teach you important lessons about generosity, mindfulness, and navigating life's transitions with grace and resilience. Every lesson is crafted to guide you on a path towards a more meaningful and satisfying life. You will gain valuable tools and perspectives to develop a positive mindset, foster stronger connections, and accomplish your aspirations. By grasping and implementing these enduring principles, you will not only revolutionize your own life, but also motivate and uplift those around you. If you're looking to grow personally, find meaning and purpose, or just live a more fulfilling life, 12 Laws of Karma is the perfect guide for you. It will help you unlock the power of karma and tap into your limitless potential. Prepare yourself for an incredible adventure of personal growth and positive change. Lesson 1. The Law of Cause and Effect. Felice was a bright young woman who had always been captivated by the complex mechanisms of the universe. She had heard about the law of cause and effect since childhood, but it was only through personal experience that she grasped its immense power. One day, in a hurry to get to work, Felice chose to forgo her usual morning routine of assisting an elderly neighbor with his groceries. She rationalized her decision, believing that her busy schedule would prevent her from assisting him, and that someone else would surely step in. Later that day, Felice encountered a problem when her car suddenly stopped working on the side of the road. She patiently waited for hours, hoping for someone's assistance, but unfortunately, no one came to her aid. As she sat in her car, thinking about what had happened, Felice realized that her choice to not assist her neighbor had caused a series of events to unfold. She unintentionally found herself in a situation where she needed help, but there was no one around to offer it, all because she didn't take the time to assist someone in need. Felice found this experience to be a pivotal moment. She started to become more mindful of her actions and how they affected the world around her. She realized that every decision she made, regardless of its size, could have a significant impact on the energy around her. Felice was determined to make a positive impact, so she made a conscious effort to perform acts of kindness and generosity whenever possible. She dedicated her time to local charities, generously sharing her skills and expertise with those in need, and consistently offering assistance to those around her. Felice noticed a significant change in her life as she continued to live in accordance with the law of cause and effect. She effortlessly attracted opportunities and blessings, and was always surrounded by a supportive network of friends and loved ones who offered help and guidance whenever she needed it. Felice discovered that, by prioritizing the creation of positive causes, she experienced positive outcomes in her life. She grasped the concept that the law of cause and effect was not concerned with punishment or reward, but rather a neutral principle that mirrored the energy she emitted into the world. Felice's experiences and insights resonated deeply with others, making her a source of inspiration and hope. She motivated others to be accountable for their actions and to prioritize making positive changes in the world through small acts. Felice had learned through her experience with the law of cause and effect that she could shape her reality by making choices and taking action. She understood that by leading a purposeful, caring, and giving life, she could foster a world brimming with love, happiness, and prosperity. Not just for herself, but for everyone in her vicinity. The law of cause and effect, also referred to as the great law or the law of karma, is a fundamental principle in the realm of karma. This law explains that every action, thought, or choice we make results in an effect or consequence. To put it simply, we will experience the consequences of our actions. Grasping and accepting this law is essential for personal development and building a satisfying life. This principle forms the basis for all other laws of karma, and serves as a strong reminder that we have control over our own destiny. The law of cause and effect applies to both the physical and spiritual realms. Our actions have real world effects. Take exercising regularly and maintaining a healthy diet as an example. By doing so, we can expect to improve our overall health and well-being. On the other hand, if we develop unhealthy habits such as smoking or excessive drinking, we might experience adverse effects on our health. This principle can be applied to various aspects of our lives, including our relationships, careers, personal growth, and financial success. Every decision we make, regardless of its size, adds to the intricate fabric of our life's journey. At a deeper level, the law of cause and effect goes beyond our actions and includes our thoughts, intentions, and energy. Our thoughts and emotions have the power to attract similar vibrations into our lives. If we consistently hold onto negative thoughts and feelings such as anger, jealousy, or resentment, we increase the likelihood of attracting negative experiences and relationships into our lives. Alternatively, by nurturing positive thoughts, gratitude, and compassion, we can attract more positivity and abundance into our lives. The significance of inner work and personal transformation is emphasized by the spiritual dimension of the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect operates without any form of judgment. Karma functions as a neutral force that mirrors our actions and intentions, rather than a system of punishment or reward. We have the power to shape our own future, and the things that happen to us are a direct reflection of the decisions we make and the energy we project. This knowledge enables us to assume accountability for our lives and make informed choices that are in line with our best interests. In order to tap into the potential of the law of cause and effect, it is important for us to acknowledge our actions and be aware of the outcomes they may produce. Through intentional decision-making that aligns with our values and goals, we have the power to cultivate a life that is rich in purpose, happiness, and fulfillment. It's important to have a good understanding of ourselves, reflect on our thoughts and actions, and be open to gaining knowledge from our life lessons. It involves examining our thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors, and making the necessary adjustments to manifest the reality we want. Releasing the victim mindset and acknowledging our ability to shape our own reality is part of the law of cause. By shifting our perspective, we can take responsibility for our own actions and choices and actively strive to create the life we want. By changing our perspective, we can truly take control of our lives and actively engage in our personal development and change. The ripple effect is a significant aspect of the law of cause and effect. Every action we take, regardless of its size, can lead to a series of outcomes, whether positive or negative. One small act of kindness, for instance, has the power to inspire others to do the same, spreading positivity beyond our own circle. In the same way, a negative action can trigger a chain of events that result in suffering and conflict. Grasping the wide-ranging effects of our choices can assist us in making more mindful and empathetic decisions. Implementing the law of cause and effect in our daily lives requires being aware and purposeful. It involves being fully engaged in the present and making decisions that are in line with our core values and aspirations. It involves being accountable for our thoughts, words, and actions, and being open to learning and developing from our experiences. By fostering this level of awareness and responsibility, we can build a life that is filled with significance, intention, and satisfaction. In today's fast-paced society, many people are drawn to instant gratification and tend to shy away from discomfort or challenges. Nevertheless, it's important to remember that the most valuable and enduring rewards are often the result of consistent effort and perseverance over time. By maintaining our focus on our long-term objectives and making decisions that promote our personal growth and overall well-being, we can cultivate a life filled with abundance and contentment. Comprehension of the law of cause and effect also involves recognizing the significance of forgiveness. When we hold on to anger, resentment, or grudges, it can generate negative energy that attracts more negativity into our lives. When we make the choice to forgive, we let go of negative energy and open ourselves up to positive experiences and relationships. Forgiveness involves not condoning hurtful actions or enabling further harm. Instead, it is a deliberate decision to release the past and concentrate on building a better future. Gratitude is emphasized by the law of cause and effect. By directing our attention towards the positive aspects and abundance in our lives, we naturally draw in more of these things. Developing a gratitude practice, like maintaining a gratitude journal or showing appreciation to others, can change our mindset from focusing on what we lack to recognizing abundance. When we consistently focus on the positive aspects of our lives, we generate a positive energy that draws in more positivity and opportunities. Applying the law of cause and effect in our relationships is crucial. The way we approach our interactions with others greatly affects the quality of our relationships. When we treat others with kindness, compassion, and respect, it helps to build a positive relationship based on trust, connection, and mutual support. On the other hand, when we participate in negative actions, such as criticism, judgment, or manipulation, we establish a harmful atmosphere that gradually damages the well-being and contentment of our relationships. When it comes to personal growth and self-improvement, understanding the law of cause and effect can be incredibly transformative. By assuming accountability for our thoughts, beliefs, and actions, we can recognize patterns and habits that might hinder us from realizing our maximum potential. By taking the time to reflect on ourselves, gaining knowledge, and actively working towards our objectives, we can implement beneficial transformations that are in line with our personal values and aspirations. This process of personal growth is continuous, demanding patience, perseverance, and a readiness to acquire knowledge and adjust. Our larger societal and global context is also subject to the law of cause and effect. The decisions we make as people, communities, and nations have wide-ranging effects that affect the overall welfare of everyone. By making deliberate choices that prioritize compassion, sustainability, and the greater good, we can work towards creating a world that is fair, balanced, and peaceful. We must all make a dedicated effort to grasp the interconnections between everything and acknowledge our role in shaping the world. By grasping and embracing this fundamental principle of karma, we can gain control over our destiny, bring about positive change, and lead a purposeful and fulfilling life. Understanding and applying the law of cause and effect involves being mindful, taking responsibility, and being open to learning and personal growth. By consistently putting in effort and being dedicated to our own growth and the growth of others, we can tap into the potential of this universal law to create a better future for everyone. Lesson 2. The Law of Creation. This law indicates that we are not just passive spectators of our lives, but active creators with the power to bring our deepest desires and aspirations into reality. By grasping and aligning ourselves with the principles of creation, we can unlock our maximum potential and manifest a life filled with purpose, abundance, and fulfillment. The fundamental principle of the law of creation is that our thoughts and beliefs directly influence our experiences. The human mind possesses immense power, influencing our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. By maintaining a mindset centered on positivity, we generate a vibrational frequency that draws in comparable energies and opportunities. On the other hand, if we focus on positive thoughts and empowering beliefs, we unlock our potential and pave the way for personal growth and happiness. Most of us go about our lives on autopilot, letting unconscious patterns and conditioning shape our experiences. By incorporating mindfulness into our mental processes, we can recognize the thoughts and beliefs that might be limiting us and intentionally opt for more empowering and expansive alternatives. This involves being open and truthful with ourselves, questioning our beliefs, and being receptive to different viewpoints. The power of intention is a fundamental aspect of the law of creation. By establishing precise and focused intentions for our desired outcomes, we effectively communicate our desires to the universe. Understanding our intentions helps us navigate towards our goals, as they serve as a guiding force for our thoughts, actions, and energy. To make the most of intention, it's crucial to concentrate on our desires instead of our non-desires. When we focus on positive outcomes, we attract those experiences into our lives. Visualization is a powerful tool that can help you align with the law of creation. By forming clear and detailed mental images of what we want to achieve, we can activate our subconscious mind and harness the creative potential of our imagination. Visualization is a powerful tool that helps us connect our present reality with the future we want to create. It allows us to feel and experience the emotions and sensations of our desired outcomes as if they were already happening. Through regular visualization practice, we can train our minds to shift focus from limitations to possibilities, allowing us to embrace new opportunities and experiences. The law of creation emphasizes the significance of aligning our actions with our intentions. We need to take action in order to make our desired outcomes a reality. It's not just about positive thinking or visualization. This involves trusting our instincts, making informed decisions, and being open to stepping beyond our familiar boundaries. When we align our actions with our intentions, we communicate a strong message to the universe that we are committed to our goals and prepared to embrace the opportunities and resources needed to accomplish them. One of the challenges in working with the law of creation is the inclination to become fixated on particular results. It's crucial to have clear intentions and goals, but it's just as important to let go of how those goals will come to fruition. The universe has a knack for delivering what we need in surprising ways. Being fixated on certain outcomes can hinder our ability to embrace the blessings and opportunities that are meant for us. When we embrace, trust, and surrender, we unlock a world of endless possibilities. Gratitude holds significant influence in the law of creation. By adopting a mindset of gratitude, our perspective on life changes. We start to see the abundance around us, and as a result, we invite more positive experiences and opportunities into our lives. Expressing gratitude allows us to acknowledge the blessings and miracles that surround us, fostering a positive energy that attracts even more goodness into our lives. Through regular gratitude practice, our minds become attuned to finding the positive in any circumstance, propelling us towards the fulfillment of our greatest aspirations. The law of creation also serves as a reminder of how everything is interconnected. We create as part of a larger web of energy and consciousness, not in isolation. The impact of our thoughts, intentions, and actions reaches far beyond our own lives, shaping the collective reality of all beings. By embracing love, compassion, and service, we can play a part in healing and evolving the planet and its inhabitants. Most people have underlying beliefs that can hinder their ability to achieve their desired life. These beliefs are often influenced by previous experiences, societal conditioning, and family patterns, and they can become deeply rooted in our minds.
Care that goes where you go. That's International Travel Insurance through NHP. We facilitate cover of up to 10 million Namibian dollars per member for medical emergencies abroad as part of your membership. No extra charge. To receive your policy within minutes, simply register at nhp.com.na before you travel. T's and C's apply. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
By becoming aware of these limiting beliefs and intentionally replacing them with more empowering ones, we can liberate ourselves from the constraints of the past and embrace new possibilities. The law of creation encourages us to foster a spirit of creativity and playfulness in our lives. Life becomes a boundless realm of possibilities when we embrace curiosity, wonder, and exploration. We encourage ourselves to think ambitiously, to delve into fresh concepts and opportunities, and to showcase our distinct abilities and talents in the world. When we foster our creativity and embrace a playful mindset, we connect with the positive and abundant energy of the universe, attracting more chances to grow and express ourselves. The law of creation also emphasizes the significance of being patient and persistent in the manifestation process. Understanding the connection between our thoughts and reality can sometimes be challenging, as their manifestation may not always happen as we anticipate. Trusting in the wisdom of the universe and maintaining faith and detachment are crucial as we pursue our goals. When we stay focused on our intentions, take inspired action, and let go of attachment to specific outcomes, we create the right conditions for our desires to come true at the perfect time and in the right way. Through the utilization of our thoughts, beliefs, and intentions, we have the ability to actively shape our reality. This allows us to attract positive opportunities and relationships, resulting in a more fulfilling life. By incorporating practices like mindfulness, intention, setting, visualization, and gratitude, we can tap into the creative power of the universe and unleash our true potential. By embracing the law of creation and taking responsibility for our creations, we can contribute to the healing and evolution of ourselves and the world. This will result in a brighter and more abundant future for everyone. Lesson 3. The Law of Growth. The Law of Growth, a basic principle of karma, explains that we are always evolving and expanding, both as people and as a collective. This law implies that our soul's purpose is to gain knowledge, develop, and change, and that every experience we come across presents a chance for personal growth. By grasping and embracing the law of growth, we can actively engage in our own spiritual and personal development, welcoming the challenges and opportunities that life brings. The fundamental principle of the law of growth is that we are constantly evolving and never remaining stagnant. Similar to a seed's ability to transform into a towering tree, we also possess the capacity for boundless development and progress. Our experiences, regardless of how we perceive them, provide the foundation for our personal growth and development. Understanding the law of growth means acknowledging that every challenge, setback, and obstacle presents an opportunity to delve deeper, gain self-awareness, and develop new strengths and qualities. An essential element of the law of growth is the significance of being aware of oneself. In order to fully engage in our own evolution, it is important for us to sincerely analyze our thoughts, beliefs, and patterns of behavior. This process may sometimes feel uncomfortable as it requires us to reflect on ourselves, including our limitations, fears, and shadows. However, when we become aware of these aspects of ourselves, we open the door to healing, integration, and transformation. We gain an understanding of the ways we may be hindering our progress and cultivate the bravery and determination to overcome restrictive patterns and beliefs. The aspect of this law also involves being open to stepping outside of our comfort zones. Expanding our horizons and embracing new challenges is an essential part of personal growth. It can be quite difficult, as our minds are naturally inclined to prioritize safety and security, and to be resistant to uncertainty and change. However, when we embrace the discomfort of growth, we allow ourselves to explore new possibilities, gain new experiences, and discover different ways of being. We gain confidence and courage to chase our dreams and aspirations as we learn to trust in our own resilience and adaptability. The law of growth emphasizes the significance of assuming responsibility for our own evolution. Our responses and learning from experiences are within our control, despite external influences. When we take responsibility for our own growth and development, we gain the ability to make significant changes in our lives. We understand that we have control over our own lives and play an active role in shaping our future. By adopting a different perspective, we can tackle challenges with a mindset of curiosity and openness rather than being overwhelmed by fear and resistance. Comparing ourselves to others can be a challenge when it comes to embracing the law of growth. In our society, where accomplishments and triumphs are often prioritized over personal growth and finding ourselves, it's common to compare our value and advancement to external benchmarks. Nonetheless, the law of growth serves as a reminder that our individual journey is distinct and personal, and that there is no universal method for personal development. By staying true to ourselves and embracing our own journey, we liberate ourselves from the burden of meeting others' expectations and deadlines. We come to rely on the wisdom of our own journey and to appreciate our development and advancement, regardless of how minor or gradual it may appear. The law of growth encourages us to embrace a mindset of curiosity and openness, enabling us to approach life with fresh perspective and a desire to learn. It's important to be open, minded, and willing to change our beliefs in order to grow and expand. Embracing a fresh perspective allows us to gain new insights, see things from different angles, and explore new possibilities. We become more open to receiving feedback and guidance, and we cultivate a greater ability to be flexible and adaptable. This perspective enables us to view challenges and setbacks as chances for personal development and progress, rather than as obstacles to our self-perception. There might be occasions when we experience a sense of being stuck, stagnant, or even regressing. These periods may be challenging and demotivating, but they are crucial for personal development. Many times, the most significant inner growth happens during moments of apparent stillness or regression. By embracing our personal experiences and allowing ourselves to adapt and evolve, we open up opportunities for profound change and healing. The law of growth also emphasizes the significance of being kind to oneself and embracing one's true self. It's important to be kind, understanding, and patient with ourselves as we navigate personal growth. Growth can be challenging, uncomfortable, and at times even painful. It is crucial to provide ourselves with the same level of compassion and support that we would offer to a cherished friend or family member. Practicing self-compassion allows us to create a safe and nurturing space for our personal growth, while also building resilience and self-love. The knowledge about the law of growth involves recognizing the interconnectedness of all beings and how our personal growth impacts the larger development of humanity and the planet. As we engage in personal transformation, we not only benefit ourselves, but we also create a ripple effect of positive change that extends beyond our own lives. By understanding the law of growth and dedicating ourselves to our own personal development, we can become catalysts for healing and positive change in the world. This contributes to the overall awakening and progress of all people. The law of growth encourages us to embrace the power of intention and visualization in our personal evolution. When we have a clear vision of what we want and regularly imagine ourselves achieving it, we greatly increase our chances of making it happen. Our intentions and visualizations serve as a guiding force, directing our thoughts, actions, and energy towards reaching our fullest potential. When we stay focused on our goals and visualize our ideal future, we attract the experiences and opportunities we want. Regularly participating in activities that nurture our inner world and connection to the divine can greatly support our growth and transformation. These activities can include meditation, yoga, prayer, journaling, and more. These practices allow us to develop a stronger sense of self-awareness, intuition, and inner peace. They also create a space for us to deeply reflect on and integrate our experiences. When we make a habit of engaging in spiritual practices, we lay a strong groundwork for our own personal development and progress. Surrounding ourselves with supportive and uplifting people who encourage and inspire our personal evolution is crucial. As the law of growth reminds us, our choice of companions greatly influences our thoughts, beliefs, and actions. It is crucial to develop connections that resonate with our core values and aspirations. Surrounding ourselves with people who are dedicated to personal growth and development creates a strong support system that motivates and pushes us to achieve new levels of self-improvement. We can gain valuable knowledge and understanding by sharing our experiences and insights. Together, we create a supportive environment for personal growth and transformation. The law of growth serves as a strong reminder of our natural capacity for change and progress. By embracing this law and dedicating ourselves to our own personal growth, we unlock the boundless opportunities that lie before us. We understand that each obstacle, setback, and chance is an opportunity to broaden our awareness, heal our hurts, and showcase our individual abilities and talents to the world. As we engage in personal growth, we not only change ourselves, but also play a part in healing and advancing the planet and all its inhabitants. The law of growth encourages us to embrace personal evolution as a transformative principle. We acknowledge that every experience, regardless of its nature, presents a chance for learning, growth, and transformation. By engaging in self-awareness, pushing our boundaries, owning our personal growth, embracing a curious mindset, and showing ourselves kindness, we pave the way for significant development and progress. By embracing personal growth and cultivating a supportive network, we can become catalysts for positive change, playing a part in the healing and awakening of all. Let's all embrace the law of growth and bravely embark on the journey of personal transformation for our own benefit and the betterment of the world. Lesson 4. The Law of Humility. The Law of Humility invites us to embrace a path of selfless service and surrender to the greater unfolding of life. This law emphasizes that genuine power and fulfillment come from prioritizing the greater good over personal desires and avoiding self-centeredness. When we embrace the law of humility, we gain access to profound wisdom, compassion, and grace. This connection brings us a greater sense of purpose and meaning that goes beyond our own lives. The law of humility emphasizes the interconnectedness of all people and the impact our actions and choices can have on others. Operating from a place of humility allows us to acknowledge that our achievements and successes are not solely due to our own efforts. They are also influenced by the support and circumstances that have shaped our journey. This comprehension cultivates a profound feeling of thankfulness and admiration for the interconnectedness of life that supports us, and it motivates us to approach our own contributions with a sense of respect and duty. In our society, which often prioritizes personal success and self-promotion, it can be difficult to fully embrace a lifestyle of humility and selfless dedication. Yet, by letting go of our ego and the need for validation from others, we open up room for a more profound sense of purpose and satisfaction to arise. We find that genuine happiness and fulfillment come from aligning with our core values and dedicating ourselves to making a positive impact on the world. One crucial element of the law of humility involves developing a mindset of attentiveness and openness. By embracing humility, we come to realize that we don't possess all the answers and that there is an endless realm of knowledge and exploration awaiting us. We develop a greater receptiveness to the wisdom and insights of others, and we foster a willingness to accept feedback and guidance with grace and openness. We can tap into the wisdom of the universe and align ourselves with the natural flow of life, supporting our personal growth and evolution. We are encouraged by the law of humility to embrace forgiveness and compassion for ourselves and others. Operating from a humble perspective allows us to acknowledge our shared humanity and the inevitable mistakes, challenges, and setbacks we encounter in life. Instead of criticizing or blaming ourselves or others for their flaws, we develop a mindset of compassion and empathy towards life. We understand that people are making their best efforts with the knowledge and resources available to them. We offer forgiveness and compassion as a means of healing for the world's wounds. Embracing the law of humility can be challenging due to the fear of vulnerability and the discomfort of relinquishing control. When we embrace humility and let go of control, we may experience vulnerability and uncertainty, as if we are venturing into unfamiliar territory without a clear plan or goal. However, it is during these moments of vulnerability and surrender that we can undergo significant growth and transformation. When we release our need for control and have faith in the universe's wisdom, we unlock a world of unforeseen possibilities and opportunities. The law of humility also emphasizes the significance of serving others and making contributions as a means to achieve personal fulfillment and spiritual growth. Shifting our focus from personal gain to the well-being of others and the greater good of the world allows us to discover a profound sense of purpose and meaning that goes beyond our own desires and concerns. We understand that our special abilities and talents are not just for ourselves, but should be shared and used to contribute to the betterment of life. When we embrace the spirit of service, we experience a deep sense of joy and fulfillment that comes from positively impacting the lives of others. Life becomes a never-ending journey of growth and discovery when we embrace humility. We understand that our knowledge of the world is always evolving and expanding. We foster a mindset of curiosity and awe, and we embrace fresh insights and different perspectives that may question our current beliefs and assumptions. We can tap into a deeper well of wisdom and understanding by being open to learning and growth, aligning ourselves with the ever-unfolding mystery of life. The law of humility encourages us to embrace simplicity and detach ourselves from material possessions and external markers of success. By acknowledging the importance of our inner qualities and contributions, rather than solely focusing on external achievements or possessions, we open ourselves up to a greater sense of contentment and peace. We realize that genuine happiness and fulfillment come from our deep connection to ourselves, others, and the world around us, rather than from material possessions. By embracing humility, we come to understand our interconnectedness with the world and our reliance on the delicate balance of life on this planet. We prioritize the care and protection of the Earth and its inhabitants, understanding that our personal decisions and actions greatly influence the overall ecosystem of life. When we embrace a mindset of reverence and respect, we can help heal and restore the planet, while also finding a greater sense of belonging and purpose. It's important to remember the significance of nurturing a sense of inner peace and equanimity, even when life throws challenges and difficulties our way. Life becomes more clear and meaningful when we embrace humility. It allows us to understand that our well-being and happiness don't rely on external factors, but rather on our inner connection to our true nature and purpose. We learn how to develop a sense of inner stability and resilience and how to handle life's ups and downs with grace and acceptance. This sense of inner peace enables us to navigate the intricacies of life with enhanced simplicity and clarity, and to stay balanced and rooted, even in times of flux and unpredictability. By acknowledging our place in the grand scheme of consciousness and evolution, we can discover a profound sense of purpose and meaning that reaches beyond our own existence. We understand that our personal growth and transformation have a positive impact on the world's awakening and healing. When we embrace the idea of collective evolution, we find joy and fulfillment in being part of life's greater story. Embracing humility means surrendering and trusting in the wisdom and intelligence of the universe. By releasing our desire for control and our fixation on certain results, we open ourselves up to the universe's guidance and support in ways we couldn't have anticipated. We come to trust in the innate goodness and kindness of life, and strive to align ourselves with the natural flow of blessings and prosperity that is ever present. Embracing the law of humility allows us to find peace, purpose, and fulfillment through a strong connection to the greater unfolding of life. The law of humility encourages us to adopt a mindset of selfless service, surrender, and faith in the wisdom of the universe. When we embrace this law, we gain access to profound wisdom, compassion, and grace, and we find a greater purpose and meaning that goes beyond our own lives. By incorporating practices like releasing attachment to ego, developing a receptive presence, showing forgiveness and compassion, and dedicating ourselves to service and contribution, we can create the ideal circumstances for significant personal and collective change. As we embrace humility, we find a profound sense of peace, joy, and fulfillment that comes from being truly connected to ourselves, others, and the world around us. Lesson 5. The Law of Responsibility. The law of responsibility is a core principle that underlies personal growth, empowerment, and spiritual evolution. This law emphasizes that we have the ultimate responsibility for our lives, choices, and experiences. By embracing this responsibility, we can access a deep well of inner strength, resilience, and transformation. By embracing the law of responsibility, we can transform ourselves from feeling like victims and pointing fingers to feeling empowered and in control. We come to understand that we have the ability to shape our reality by the way we think, what we believe, and how we act. The law of responsibility encourages us to take ownership of our lives and acknowledge that we are the ones responsible for our own experiences. We need to recognize that our current situation, whether good or bad, is a direct outcome of the decisions we've made in the past. By making different choices now, we can shape a better future for ourselves. Embracing responsibility means releasing the urge to point fingers at others or external factors for our problems. Instead, we concentrate on taking action to shape the life we want. The way we perceive and interact with the world is heavily influenced by our thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. Understanding the impact of our thoughts and beliefs allows us to take control and shape a more positive and empowering reality. This involves releasing negative self-talk, limiting beliefs, and self-defeating patterns, and instead fostering a mindset of growth, possibility, and self-love. One crucial element of the law of responsibility involves being proactive and taking action to shape the life we want. Understanding the importance of taking responsibility, we come to realize that our lives are shaped by the decisions we make and the steps we take, rather than being left to chance or fate. We can achieve our desired outcomes by setting clear goals and intentions, creating a plan of action, and consistently taking steps towards them. It also means having the courage to confront challenges and obstacles directly, and to stay determined in the face of setbacks and difficulties. When we choose to take ownership of our lives, it's important to approach self-reflection with an open mind and recognize our personal strengths, weaknesses, and opportunities for improvement. This task can be challenging as it involves facing parts of ourselves that we may be hesitant to acknowledge or ignore. However, through self-awareness and honesty, we can establish a strong base for personal growth and transformation. This allows us to recognize and tackle the underlying causes of our difficulties and limitations. One of the difficulties in accepting the law of responsibility is the inclination to get caught up in cycles of blaming and judging oneself. When we start taking charge of our lives, it's common to fall into a pattern of self-criticism and self-punishment. We may mistakenly believe that we are flawed or inadequate due to our past decisions or current situations. Nevertheless, the law of responsibility encourages us to view ourselves with empathy and comprehension. Acknowledging that we are all in a process of learning and development, and that our previous decisions do not determine our value or potential. We can develop a sense of trust and faith in the journey of life through the law of responsibility. Understanding that we can't control every outcome or circumstance, we can still trust in the wisdom and intelligence of the universe to guide and support us when we take responsibility for our lives. This involves embracing uncertainty and relinquishing the desire for complete control. It entails fostering a mindset of receptiveness, adaptability, and flexibility when confronted with the ups and downs of life. Trusting in the journey allows us to embrace life with curiosity, wonder, and enthusiasm. Recognizing that each experience brings growth and learning. Another crucial aspect of the law of responsibility is understanding that taking responsibility for our lives is a continuous process that demands dedication, self-control, and determination. We need to consistently prioritize and cultivate our mental and emotional well-being, just like we do with our physical health, in order to feel empowered, resilient, and constantly evolving. We can cultivate our personal growth and evolution by incorporating daily practices and habits like meditation, journaling, self-reflection, and self-care. We are encouraged by the law of responsibility to embrace the power of choice and acknowledge that we always have the freedom to choose how we respond to the challenges and circumstances of life. We have the ability to choose how we interpret and respond to external events and situations, even if we can't control them. Understanding the power of choice allows us to experience a deep sense of freedom and empowerment. It reminds us that we have the ability to shape our own story and create our own reality. Another crucial aspect of the law of responsibility is understanding that taking responsibility for our lives does not require us to be perfect or constantly happy and comfortable. Instead, it's about fully embracing the range of human experiences, from the highs to the lows, the victories to the setbacks, the brightness to the darkness. When we embrace personal accountability, we understand that personal development and change often involve confronting and navigating challenging emotions and situations. These obstacles can actually serve as chances to deepen ourself, awareness, build resilience, and gain wisdom. We are encouraged by the law of responsibility to develop a mindset of gratitude and appreciation for the blessings and opportunities we have in our lives. When we embrace personal accountability, it's often tempting to fixate on our shortcomings or future goals, instead of recognizing the richness and splendor already present in our lives. When we practice gratitude and appreciation, our perspective changes. Instead of feeling like we're lacking, we realize that we already have everything we need to live a fulfilling and meaningful life. When we take responsibility for our lives, we unlock a deep well of strength, resilience, and change. We realize that we can shape our reality by how we think, what we believe, and the actions we take. By incorporating self-awareness, self-compassion, proactive action, and trust in life's journey, we can develop a strong sense of responsibility and empowerment. This allows us to recognize that we have the power to shape our own experiences and write our own story. By embracing this powerful law, we can become catalysts for positive change and transformation, both in our personal lives and in the world at large. Lesson 6. The Law of Focus. The Law of Focus is a basic principle that guides the direction and quality of our lives. It's mentioned that whatever we consistently give our attention to, whether positive or negative, will grow and become real in our lives. This law highlights the immense influence our minds have on our experiences and results, reminding us that we can intentionally steer our attention towards what we truly desire and value. When we align ourselves with the law of focus, we tap into a powerful source of clarity, purpose, and manifestation. This allows us to fully utilize our mental energy and create the life we desire. The law of focus centers around the idea that our attention is a highly valuable and influential resource. In today's fast-paced world, staying focused is crucial for reaching our goals, building meaningful connections, and finding fulfillment. When we let our focus wander and get distracted by outside influences and our own thoughts, we can't fully tap into our mental energy. Yet, as we become adept at controlling our attention and purposefully channeling it towards our highest priorities, we tap into an incredible wellspring of imagination, efficiency, and achievement. An important principle of the law of focus is that whatever we choose to focus on tends to grow. Our thoughts, beliefs, and emotions have a significant impact on our lives, shaping our reality, whether we intend it or not. If we consistently direct our attention towards our fears, doubts, and limitations, we will attract more experiences that strengthen these negative patterns. Alternatively, by directing our attention towards our strengths, aspirations, and possibilities, we can generate a positive momentum that drives us closer to our goals and desires by being more mindful and discerning about where we focus our attention. We can develop a mindset of abundance, resilience, and growth, even when faced with difficulties and obstacles. Visualization and mental rehearsal are crucial elements of the law of focus. By consistently directing our attention towards a clear and emotionally captivating vision of our goals, we activate the creative power of our minds to turn that vision into reality. When we visualize and practice the thoughts, feelings, and actions that match our goals, our subconscious mind becomes programmed to find ways and resources that help us achieve what we want. Visualization and mental rehearsal are valuable practices that help us align our inner world with our outer reality and take concrete steps towards achieving our dreams. It's not about wishful thinking or escapism, but rather a powerful tool. Being fully present and engaged in the moment is a key aspect of the law of focus. When we constantly focus on the past or the future, thinking about regrets or worries, we miss out on fully experiencing the richness and potential of the present moment. When we learn to stay present, we can access a wellspring of clarity, creativity, and flow, fully engaging in the task or experience at hand. This practice of being fully present in the moment not only boosts our productivity and performance, but also helps us appreciate the beauty and wonder of life. It cultivates a strong sense of gratitude, joy, and fulfillment. A common obstacle we face when trying to align ourselves with the law of focus is the frequent distractions and interruptions that can easily disrupt our attention and progress. In today's fast-paced world filled with constant distractions, it can be challenging to stay focused on what truly matters to us. To effectively harness the power of focus, it's important to develop strategies and practices that help minimize distractions and create a dedicated space for deep work and reflection. One way to achieve this is by establishing clear boundaries for our time and energy. It's also helpful to create environments that promote focus and concentration, both physically and mentally. Additionally, practicing mindfulness and self-awareness can help us recognize when our attention has drifted and guide it back to the present moment. Our level of focus greatly influences the outcomes we achieve and the satisfaction we feel. Approaching our goals and activities with curiosity, openness, and engagement allows us to access a deeper level of learning, creativity, and mastery. However, if we approach our tasks with a positive mindset, free from resistance, judgment, or fear, we can fully engage and excel. By adopting a mindset of growth, experimentation, and self-compassion, we can approach our goals with a sense of ease, enthusiasm, and resilience, even when faced with setbacks and challenges. Regularly reflecting on and refining our priorities and values is important. It helps us direct our attention towards the things that truly matter most. In the fast, paced, and intricate world we live in, it's common to lose focus on our true desires and principles. We often find ourselves entangled in the pressures and expectations from others or the allure of immediate diversions. Through regular introspection and self-reflection, we can gain clarity on our purpose and vision, ensuring that our focus is aligned with our most meaningful goals. By intentionally focusing on our goals, we can gain clarity and motivation to make deliberate choices about how we allocate our time and energy. Finally, the law of focus reminds us that we have control over our own reality. We can shape our experiences and outcomes by paying attention to what matters and giving it our best. When we embrace this principle, we can access a deep well of clarity, purpose, and manifestation. This allows us to fully utilize our mental energy and create the life we want. By incorporating techniques like visualization, staying present, managing distractions, and reflecting with intention, we can develop a strong and lasting concentration on the things that are most important to us. This will help us tap into our creativity, boost our productivity, and find fulfillment in all aspects of life. Lesson 7. The Law of Connection. The law of connection is a basic principle that acknowledges the deep interconnectedness of all things in the universe. It emphasizes the interconnectedness of everything and everyone, highlighting how our thoughts, actions, and energy can create a ripple effect that extends beyond our own lives. This law encourages us to acknowledge our place in the interconnectedness of life, understanding that we are not alone, but rather an essential component of a vast and intricate system of connections and exchanges. When we align ourselves with the law of connection, we tap into a profound source of meaning, purpose, and belonging. This helps us cultivate a stronger sense of compassion, empathy, and unity with all of existence. The law of connection is rooted in the concept that all things in the universe are composed of energy, which is in a constant state of flow, interaction, and transformation. Everything in the universe, from the tiniest particles to the largest galaxies, is interconnected through the fascinating interplay of energy and vibration. Our thoughts, emotions, and actions have a profound effect on the energy field that envelops us. This impact extends beyond our personal lives, reaching those around us and even the entire world. It's important to remember that our actions have consequences, not just for others, but for ourselves as well. We are all interconnected in the complex web of life. On the other hand, when we choose to be kind, compassionate, and respectful towards others, we create a positive impact that benefits all our relationships. Understanding the importance of our interconnectedness helps us develop a stronger sense of responsibility and care for the world. We realize that our actions can have significant consequences that go beyond our own lives. The law of connection revolves around the strength of relationships and community. Our natural inclination towards connection and belonging means that our relationships with others have a significant impact on our well-being, contentment, and sense of purpose. Building strong and meaningful connections with others can provide us with a valuable source of support, strength, and personal development. By sharing our experiences, both positive and challenging, with those who can uplift and encourage us, we can cultivate a sense of resilience and growth. Through the establishment of supportive communities founded on common values, respect, and empathetic communication, we foster a robust network of connection and cooperation that assists us in navigating life's intricacies and difficulties more smoothly and gracefully and gracefully. We should acknowledge and respect the various ways in which we are connected to the natural world, as the law of connection teaches us. We rely on the planet's health and vitality for our own survival and well-being. Everything from the air we breathe, to the food we eat, to the beauty of the ecosystems is crucial to us. By appreciating and valuing the beauty and importance of the natural world, we connect with the larger patterns and cycles of life, understanding our role in the greater fabric of existence. Connecting with nature can have a profound impact on our well-being, providing a sense of stability, restoration, and motivation by reminding us of our deep connection to the world around us. A common obstacle to fully embracing the law of connection is the feeling of separation and isolation that is prevalent in today's society. Amidst a society that values personal success, rivalry, and self-centeredness, it's often overlooked how we are all connected and part of a bigger network of relationships. In order to align with the law of connection, it's important to adopt practices and perspectives that help us see beyond the illusion of separateness. By acknowledging our interconnectedness, we can find common ground, even amidst apparent differences and divisions. Practices like meditation, mindfulness, compassion, and service, along with genuine communication and collaboration with others, can be helpful. We are connected not only to the physical world, but also to the intangible aspects of consciousness and energy that exist throughout the universe. Our thoughts, intentions, and prayers have a significant impact on the broader field of consciousness, affecting not just our own lives, but also the lives of others and the world as a whole. By fostering a strong connection to the spiritual realm, we can access valuable guidance, wisdom, and transformative energy, aligning ourselves with the greater flow of the universe. The law of connection encourages us to embrace empathy and compassion in our relationships and interactions with others. Understanding and empathizing with the experiences and perspectives of others helps us connect on a deeper level, bridging the gaps that divide us and acknowledging our shared humanity and the universal challenges we face. Developing a strong sense of empathy and compassion lays the groundwork for healing, reconciliation, and unity, even in challenging times of conflict and division. This practice of compassionate connection has the power to transform our lives and make a positive impact on our relationships. It creates a ripple effect of kindness and understanding that can contribute to healing the world. By acknowledging our innate bond with others, the environment, and the spiritual realm, we access a profound wellspring of significance, direction, and inclusion, fostering a heightened sense of kindness, understanding, and harmony with everything around us. By engaging in practices like meditation, mindfulness, service, and authentic communication, we can establish a strong basis for healing, reconciliation, and transformation in our lives and the world. By recognizing our interconnectedness and showing care for all beings, we can make a positive impact and help life thrive. Lesson 8. The Law of Giving and Hospitality. Generosity, kindness, and open-heartedness are key principles that the Law of Giving and Hospitality emphasizes. It is a timeless concept that highlights the importance of these qualities in our interactions with others. This law acknowledges the importance of giving and receiving in our lives. It highlights how embracing generosity and hospitality can bring us joy, connection, and abundance. When we freely and selflessly give, without expecting anything in return, we align ourselves with the natural rhythm of life. This creates a positive cycle of mutual support and kindness that not only enhances our own lives, but also benefits those around us. The law of giving and hospitality is rooted in the idea that we are all connected, and that the welfare of each person is closely linked to the welfare of the entire community. When we contribute to others, whether it's through material resources, time, energy, or compassion, we acknowledge the deep connection we have with one another. We understand that we are all part of a larger network of relationships and interactions. When we go beyond our close circle of loved ones, our acts of kindness and care have a positive impact on many others, making the world a more compassionate and harmonious place. The law of giving and hospitality emphasizes that genuine giving is not about a transaction, but rather a sincere way to show our natural generosity and concern for others. When we give with the expectation of receiving something in return, whether material or emotional, we restrict the transformative potential of our generosity. This can create a sense of obligation and indebtedness that undermines the true spirit of connection and care. In order to align ourselves with the law of giving and hospitality, it is important to develop a mindset of unconditional generosity. This means giving freely and openly, without expecting anything in return. Practicing selfless giving brings us immense joy and fulfillment. It also motivates others to be more generous and caring, creating a ripple effect of kindness and compassion. Another crucial aspect of the law of giving and hospitality is understanding that hospitality is a sacred act that involves welcoming and honoring the inherent worth and dignity of all beings. When we welcome others into our lives, we create an environment that is warm, comforting, and inclusive. This affirms the inherent worth and humanity of every person, regardless of their background, beliefs, or situation. This practice of radical hospitality fosters a strong sense of connection and community, while also dismantling the barriers of fear, prejudice, and misunderstanding that often separate us. creating a strong foundation for healing, reconciliation, and unity in our personal relationships and the world at large is possible through fostering openness, acceptance, and inclusivity. We are reminded by the law of giving and hospitality to appreciate and respect the distinct abilities and talents that every person contributes to society. Sharing our passion, skills, and creativity with others brings us immense joy, purpose, and fulfillment. When we give our gift selflessly, we not only bring joy to others, but also find greater purpose and connection in the world. This practice of genuine giving enables us to express our true nature and encourages others to uncover and share their own special talents, fostering a strong synergy of creativity, innovation, and collaboration. Aligning ourselves with the law of giving and hospitality can be challenging due to the perception of scarcity and lack that often pervades modern society. Amidst a society that values competition, accumulation, and self-interest, it's common to adopt a mindset of fear and hoarding. This mindset convinces us that resources are scarce, and we must prioritize our own interests above all else. In order to fully embrace the spirit of generosity and hospitality, it is important to adopt a mindset of abundance and trust. By recognizing the inherent generosity of the universe and freely giving, we align ourselves with the natural flow of life. This change in viewpoint not only frees us from the fear of scarcity, but also allows us to experience a deep sense of connection, gratitude, and happiness as we acknowledge the natural abundance and beauty of the world surrounding us. Providing assistance in the form of food, shelter, and financial support is a meaningful way to show our generosity and hospitality. However, it is just as crucial to offer emotional and spiritual support to others by being present, listening, and showing compassion during difficult times. Through fostering empathy and understanding, we can create a nurturing environment where others feel acknowledged and appreciated in their difficulties. This act of emotional and spiritual generosity not only fosters a feeling of connection and belonging, but also eases the suffering and isolation that often come with being human. The concept of giving and hospitality reminds us to acknowledge and appreciate the reciprocal nature of giving and receiving. It emphasizes that generosity is not a one-sided endeavor, but rather a fluid exchange of energy and compassion. When we freely and openly give, we create a strong flow of abundance and goodwill that naturally circulates back to us, sometimes in surprising and miraculous ways. By embracing the inherent balance of life, we can let go of the fear of not having enough and realize that the more we give, the more we receive in both tangible and intangible forms. This perspective on the cyclical nature of giving and receiving enhances our sense of abundance and trust. It also contributes to a more balanced and harmonious world where the needs and desires of all beings are met with love and care. When we acknowledge how we are all connected and practice generosity and kindness, we can experience deep happiness, meaningful connections, and a sense of abundance. This creates a positive cycle of giving and goodwill that not only benefits us, but also those around us. By engaging in acts of selflessness, extending warm hospitality, and expressing our true selves, we can harmonize with the natural rhythm of life and help create a kinder and more balanced world. By embracing the law of giving and hospitality, we can become powerful agents of positive change. Through using our unique gifts and resources, we have the ability to create a world filled with love, unity, and abundance for all beings. Lesson 9. The Law of Here and Now. The Law of Here and Now emphasizes the significance of being fully present in the current moment, fully aware and appreciative of the wonders and joys of life as they unfold. This law acknowledges the importance of living in the present moment and being fully aware of our surroundings. By practicing mindfulness, we can experience a deep sense of peace, clarity, and vitality. By embracing the present moment and letting go of past regrets and future anxieties, we can experience a profound sense of connection, purpose, and joy. The essence of the law of here and now is rooted in the notion that life only truly exists in the present moment. Our minds tend to wander into thoughts of the past or future. But these are just mental constructs that distract us from the richness of the present moment. By practicing the art of anchoring our awareness in the present moment, we can start to perceive life in a more immediate and unfiltered manner, devoid of the influence of our preconceived notions and beliefs. Practicing present, moment awareness brings clarity and authenticity to our experience. It helps us respond to life's challenges and opportunities with wisdom, creativity, and compassion. The law of here and now emphasizes the importance of recognizing the present moment as a pathway to a deeper level of consciousness and existence. When we are completely focused and mindful, we start to feel a sense of calm and tranquility that exists beneath the continuous activity and fluctuations of the outside world. This sense of inner stillness serves as the wellspring of our authentic essence, allowing us to forge a profound connection with the boundless and everlasting dimensions of our existence. By embracing the practice of resting in pure awareness, we can access a deep well of inner peace, wisdom, and intuition. This empowers us to gracefully navigate the challenges that life presents. Regardless of what we're doing, the way we show up can turn even the most ordinary tasks into chances for personal development, bonding, and satisfaction. When we learn to fully focus and be present in each moment, we not only enhance our own lives, but also create a more vibrant and harmonious world. We are encouraged to accept the ever-changing nature of reality through the law of here and now. It's important to recognize that everything in the universe is constantly changing, even though we may prefer to think otherwise. When we fully accept this basic truth, we can release our resistance to change and allow life to flow naturally. This practice of embracing and letting go not only brings a deeper sense of calm and strength in the face of life's obstacles, but also helps us cherish the fleeting beauty and value of every moment. Aligning ourselves with the law of here and now can be challenging due to the constant pull of our thoughts and emotions. They often distract us and disconnect us from the present moment in order to enhance our sense of presence and awareness. It is important to establish practices and techniques that assist us in focusing our attention on the present moment. Practices like mindfulness, meditation, deep breathing, sensory awareness, and conscious movement can help us stay present and connected to our bodies and surroundings. This means being open to all aspects of our human experience, whether they are pleasant or unpleasant. It's important to acknowledge that pleasure and pain are both natural aspects of being human. By approaching each moment with an open and accepting heart, we can cultivate a greater sense of wholeness and resilience. This practice of embracing and accepting all aspects of life enables us to navigate challenges more smoothly and gracefully and gracefully. It also cultivates a deep sense of compassion and empathy towards ourselves and others. The law of here and now encourages us to appreciate and be grateful for the everyday blessings and miracles in life. By being completely present and attentive, we can truly appreciate the beauty and awe that exists in every moment. It could be as simple as feeling the sun's warmth on our skin, hearing a child's laughter, or experiencing the peacefulness of a starry night sky. By embracing and cherishing these moments of grace, we not only enhance our own lives, but also contribute to a world filled with gratitude and love. Lastly, the law of here and now reminds us that finding joy, purpose, and fulfillment in life is all about fully and authentically embracing the present moment. Through developing a strong sense of being present and aware, we can connect with the natural rhythm of life, accessing a rich wellspring of insight, innovation, and vitality. By incorporating mindfulness, acceptance, and gratitude into our lives, we can fully appreciate each moment and find a profound sense of connection, purpose, and joy. The law of here and now serves as a crucial reminder to fully embrace and appreciate the present moment, where life's wonders and joys are revealed. Understanding that the present moment is the only reality allows us to develop a strong sense of mindfulness and consciousness, accessing a profound wellspring of tranquility, understanding, and vitality by incorporating mindfulness, acceptance, and gratitude into our lives. We can better connect with the natural rhythm of life and fully embrace the possibilities of each moment. By embracing the law of here and now, we can experience a profound sense of connection, purpose, and joy. This contributes to creating a more vibrant and harmonious world for ourselves and all beings. Lesson 10. The Law of Change. The law of change is a basic principle that acknowledges the temporary and ever-changing nature of everything in the universe. This law emphasizes the importance of embracing and adapting to the constant flow of change in life. By doing so, we can experience significant growth, resilience, and transformation. By embracing the law of change, we let go of our attachment to specific outcomes and identities. This allows us to be open to the countless possibilities and opportunities that present themselves in every moment. By embracing a mindset of flexibility, adaptability, and openness, we can navigate life's constantly changing landscape with ease and grace. In doing so, we uncover a profound sense of purpose, creativity, and vitality. The law of change revolves around the concept that the universe is in a perpetual state of movement and alteration, emphasizing that nothing in life remains permanent or unchanging. Everything in the universe, from tiny particles to the vastness of space, is constantly undergoing a cycle of creation, destruction, and renewal. This basic principle holds true for our own lives as we navigate through the different phases and obstacles of our personal and collective growth. When we accept that change is a natural part of life, we can view it as an exciting journey of self-discovery and personal growth. The law of change emphasizes the importance of understanding that resistance to change can cause a lot of suffering and frustration in our lives. When we hold on to the idea of things being permanent and stable, it can make us feel rigid and stagnant. This can leave us feeling stuck, unfulfilled, and disconnected from the natural flow of life. When we stop holding on to specific expectations and labels, we become receptive to the countless opportunities that present themselves in every moment. Embracing surrender and acceptance brings a profound sense of tranquility and enables us to access our natural creativity, adaptability, and strength when confronted with life's obstacles. Change can be uncomfortable and even painful at times. However, it is through life's challenges and disruptions that we are pushed to step outside our comfort zones, question our assumptions and beliefs, and uncover new aspects of ourselves and the world. When we learn to embrace change, we can discover the blessings and gifts that come from difficult circumstances. This change in viewpoint not only assists us in facing life's difficulties with more bravery and strength, but also enables us to uncover a more profound sense of significance, intention, and satisfaction. The law of change encourages us to develop a mindset of curiosity, experimentation, and adaptability when confronted with life's constant shifts and surprises. Instead of resisting or avoiding change, we embrace each moment with curiosity and excitement, ready to explore the potential for new insights, experiences, and opportunities. This mindset of curiosity and experimentation not only keeps us interested and motivated when faced with life's obstacles, but also enables us to unleash our natural creativity and innovation, uncovering fresh solutions and opportunities that we may not have previously explored. A common challenge when trying to align ourselves with the law of change is our tendency to hold on to our past experiences, identities, and beliefs. When we have a flexible mindset and embrace new ways of thinking and being, we open ourselves up to adapt and grow in the face of life's constant changes. In order to embrace the law of change, it's important to develop a mindset of adaptability and openness towards our own personal growth. This means understanding that our identity is not set in stone, but rather a continuous reflection of our core values, interests, and abilities. When we learn to release our limiting beliefs and identities, we create space for the countless opportunities life presents for personal growth and transformation. Another crucial aspect of the law of change is understanding that embracing change often involves being open to taking risks and venturing into unfamiliar territory. Life's challenges and uncertainties can reveal our inner strength, resilience, and potential, even though they may feel unfamiliar and unpredictable. As we learn to accept and navigate through change, we can cultivate courage, confidence, and trust in ourselves and the journey of life. Being open to taking risks and embracing the unknown can lead to breaking free from limiting patterns and beliefs. It also opens up new opportunities and possibilities that we may have never considered before. We are encouraged to develop a strong sense of presence and awareness as we navigate through life's ever-changing landscape. Being fully present and engaged in the moment allows us to effectively navigate the challenges and opportunities that come our way, responding with clarity, creativity, and compassion. By mastering the art of staying present, we can access a deep well of calm and strength, even when faced with life's most chaotic and unpredictable moments. This practice of being fully present in the moment not only helps us to stay grounded and centered in the face of change, but also allows us to fully enjoy and appreciate the beauty and richness of each passing moment. The law of change reminds us that finding a meaningful and fulfilling life doesn't come from resisting or avoiding change. Instead, it comes from embracing and aligning ourselves with the constant flow and evolution of life. When we embrace a mindset of being open, adaptable, and resilient, we start to view change as an opportunity for personal growth, learning, and transformation. By incorporating mindfulness, self-reflection, and experimentation into our lives, we can effectively navigate life's constant changes. In doing so, we can uncover a profound sense of purpose, creativity, and vitality. It encourages us to embrace and align ourselves with the continuous flow and evolution of life. When we learn to release our attachment to specific outcomes and identities, adopt a flexible mindset, and stay focused on the present moment, we unlock a powerful potential for personal growth, resilience, and transformation. Embracing the law of change leads to a greater sense of purpose, creativity, and aliveness, making the world more dynamic and evolving for everyone. Let's all embrace the ever-changing nature of life and seize the countless chances for personal growth and transformation. Lesson 11. The Law of Patience and Reward. The Law of Patience and Reward highlights the transformative power of perseverance, trust, and faith in our lives. This law acknowledges that the path of personal growth and achievement can be challenging and time-consuming. However, by embracing patience and having faith in the journey, we can unlock the countless blessings and rewards that life has in store for us. By embracing the principle of patience and reward, we let go of our desire for immediate satisfaction and approval from others. Instead, we concentrate on taking small, consistent steps that ultimately bring us long-term success and satisfaction. Embracing patience, persistence, and faith can help us find inner strength and resilience, enabling us to handle life's challenges and setbacks with grace, wisdom, and determination. The law of patience and reward is rooted in the idea that the universe follows its own timing and intelligence. Achieving our goals and desires often involves a period of preparation, growth, and waiting, similar to how a seed needs time, nourishment, and care to grow into a beautiful flower. Our dreams and aspirations also need patience, perseverance, and trust to become a reality. Understanding the importance of embracing life's natural rhythm and flow helps us appreciate that the journey is as significant as the destination. The challenges and obstacles we encounter along the way are crucial for our personal development and progress. The law of patience and reward emphasizes that true success and fulfillment are not solely determined by external markers or achievements. Instead, they are measured by the depth of our inner growth, wisdom, and character. It's normal to want material abundance, recognition, and success. However, the law of patience and reward reminds us that these things come as a result of living a fulfilling life and reflecting our inner state of being. When we prioritize developing our inner qualities like integrity, compassion, resilience, and purpose, we start to attract external circumstances and opportunities that align with our values and goals. This change in viewpoint not only brings a heightened feeling of tranquility and satisfaction in the current moment, but also assists us in navigating the unavoidable highs and lows of life with more composure and elegance. Although we may have a clear vision or goal in mind, the path to its manifestation may not always be straightforward or predictable. Actually, it's often the unexpected detours, setbacks, and challenges we face that help us uncover our inner strength, resilience, and purpose. Through developing trust in the wisdom and intelligence of the universe, we come to realize that every experience, regardless of its nature, presents a chance for personal growth and learning. This practice of surrender and trust allows us to navigate life's uncertainties with ease and grace, while also revealing the abundant blessings and rewards that can be found in unexpected places. The law of patience and reward reminds us to embrace a profound sense of gratitude and appreciation for the journey of life, acknowledging that each step we take is a precious gift. By embracing a mindset of curiosity, wonder, and gratitude, we can uncover the beauty and abundance that exists in every moment, even during tough times. By directing our attention towards the positive aspects of our lives, we create an environment of optimism and abundance that draws in even more blessings and rewards. Practicing gratitude and appreciation has a positive impact on both ourselves and those around us, making the world a more joyful and harmonious place. Aligning ourselves with the law of patience and reward can be challenging due to the prevalent culture of instant gratification and quick fixes that surrounds us. In today's fast-paced society, it can be challenging to maintain the patience and determination required to reach our long-term objectives. In order to fully embrace the law of patience and reward, it is crucial to cultivate a solid inner foundation of self-discipline, focus, and determination. One way to approach this is by setting clear intentions, breaking down big goals into smaller, more manageable steps, and taking time to celebrate the small victories as you progress. Through cultivating a dedicated and steadfast mindset towards our personal and spiritual development, we can acquire the inner fortitude and adaptability required to gracefully handle the obstacles that arise in life. It's worth noting that the law of patience and reward teaches us that the rewards we're after might not always come in the way we anticipate or prefer. Sometimes the universe has a knack for bringing us blessings and opportunities in unexpected ways. It's important to stay open and receptive to the different forms that abundance can come in. When we let go of our expectations and time frames, we open up room for the universe to bring us the right people, resources, and experiences that are truly in line with what's best for us. By embracing openness and receptivity, we can steer clear of disappointment and frustration, while also welcoming the multitude of blessings and rewards that life has to offer. The law of patience and reward reminds us to develop a strong sense of self-confidence and intuition, acknowledging that we all have a distinct journey and mission in this lifetime. It's natural to compare ourselves to others or seek validation from others. But the law of patience and reward reminds us to look within ourselves for guidance. By developing our ability to listen to our inner guidance and intuition, we can start to have faith in the fact that we are always in the right place at the right time. Our experiences, whether they are difficult or joyful, are all part of a bigger plan for our personal development and progress. This practice of trusting ourselves and having inner clarity not only brings a sense of peace and confidence in the present moment, but also helps us to stay aligned with our values, even when faced with external pressures or distractions. The law of patience and reward serves as a reminder that life's journey is complex and unpredictable. When we embrace patience, perseverance, and trust, we create space for the many blessings and rewards that life has in store for us. We learn that challenges and setbacks can actually lead to personal growth and transformation. By incorporating gratitude, self-discipline, openness, and self-trust into our lives, we can connect with the natural rhythm and flow of the universe. This connection leads to a deep sense of purpose, joy, and fulfillment. Overall, the concept of patience and reward highlights the importance of staying committed and having faith in the process of personal growth and development. When we let go of the need for immediate rewards and approval from others, and instead concentrate on taking small, consistent steps towards long-term achievement and happiness, we discover a deep well of inner power and resilience. By embracing patience, persistence, and faith, we can uncover the beauty and richness that exists in every moment. This mindset attracts even more blessings and rewards into our lives. Let's embrace the journey of life with patience, grace, and unwavering determination, trusting in the wisdom and intelligence of the universe. Lesson 12. The Law of Significance and Inspiration. The Law of Significance and Inspiration emphasizes the immense influence we have on our surroundings and the boundless potential we have to lead a purposeful, passionate, and meaningful life. This law acknowledges the fact that every individual possesses their own distinct abilities, skills, and life experiences that they are meant to contribute to society. By accessing our inner sources of inspiration and meaning, we have the potential to create a significant impact and bring about positive transformation. By embracing the law of significance and inspiration, we can shift our perspective from being isolated people to recognizing our interconnectedness and our ability to influence our own lives and the lives of others. When we recognize our own worth and commit to a life of service, creativity, and purpose, we experience a deep sense of joy, fulfillment, and meaning that extends beyond ourselves. The law of significance and inspiration is rooted in the belief that every individual possesses a distinct purpose and mission in life, a calling that is intricately intertwined with their very essence. The purpose of our lives may differ for each individual, but the core idea remains unchanged: to be true to ourselves, to contribute our unique abilities to society, and to create a positive influence on others. When we connect with a deeper sense of purpose and significance, we find inspiration and motivation to overcome challenges. This connection to our higher calling brings a clear sense of direction and purpose to our lives, making our actions and choices more meaningful and significant. The law of significance and inspiration emphasizes that genuine fulfillment and happiness stem from being true to ourselves and living in alignment with our core values rather than seeking validation or material success. It's common to desire recognition and rewards for our hard work and accomplishments. However, the law of significance and inspiration reminds us that these measures of success are ultimately temporary and superficial. The true meaning and motivation come from within, from the understanding that we are living in alignment with our core beliefs and values, and that we are utilizing our special abilities and skills to create a beneficial impact on the world. When we prioritize our inner alignment and purpose over external markers of success, we discover a deep sense of peace, contentment, and fulfillment that isn't reliant on our external circumstances. By committing to a life of service, compassion, and contribution, we can not only enhance our own lives, but also make a significant impact on the world. Through our actions, teachings, and dedication to positive change, we have the power to create a significant impact on a global level. This perspective on our interconnectedness and ability to make a difference not only instills a stronger sense of responsibility and purpose in our lives, but also links us to a wider community of people who share our vision of a better, more caring future for everyone. We are encouraged to foster a strong sense of creativity, curiosity, and wonder in our lives, as these qualities are crucial for accessing our deepest sources of inspiration and purpose. By embracing a mindset of curiosity and adventure, we can unlock fresh perspectives and uncover unexpected paths in life, leading us to uncharted territories of potential and growth. By embracing our creative instincts and pursuing our curiosity, we not only broaden our own perspectives, but also add to the shared wealth of knowledge, innovation, and beauty in the world. Engaging in creative exploration and discovery can bring immense joy and fulfillment to our lives, while also providing us with the energy and inspiration to overcome challenges and setbacks. Aligning ourselves with the law of significance and inspiration can be challenging due to the distractions, demands, and expectations of the external world. In a world that often prioritizes productivity, efficiency, and conformity over creativity, authenticity, and purpose, it's common to lose sight of our true calling and settle for a life of mediocrity and compromise. In order to fully embrace the law of significance and inspiration, it is important to develop a solid inner foundation of self-awareness, integrity, and courage. Practices like meditation, journaling, self-reflection, and setting boundaries and priorities can be helpful. Developing a strong connection to our true selves and our core values allows us to navigate life's complexities with more clarity, confidence, and purpose. Many times, it is the difficulties, setbacks, and obstacles we encounter that help us uncover our inner strength, resilience, and potential. When we learn to accept the challenges and unknowns that come with growth and change, we start to view every experience as a chance to learn, grow, and discover more about ourselves. By looking at challenges from a different perspective, we can not only push through tough times, but also gain valuable insights and growth for our personal and spiritual development. We are encouraged to develop a profound sense of gratitude and appreciation for the numerous blessings and opportunities that life offers us, as per the law of significance and inspiration. By embracing gratitude and curiosity, we can uncover the profound meaning and beauty that exists in even the tiniest moments of our lives. By directing our attention towards the positive aspects of our lives, we create an environment of positivity and abundance that draws in even more blessings and opportunities. Practicing gratitude and appreciation has a positive impact on our own well-being and the people around us. It helps create a happier and more compassionate world. Ultimately, the law of significance and inspiration encourages us to embrace our individual purpose and potential, and to commit to a life filled with passion, creativity, and contribution. When we connect with our inner sources of inspiration and significance, we experience a deep sense of joy, fulfillment, and meaning that extends beyond ourselves. By developing a solid understanding of ourselves and embracing qualities like honesty and bravery, we can navigate life with a mindset of curiosity and appreciation. This allows us to make a significant impact and inspire positive transformations worldwide. May we all find the courage and determination to embrace the law of significance and inspiration, uncovering a life full of endless potential and meaning, and working towards a brighter and more compassionate future for everyone. Final lesson. 12 Laws of Karma. Throughout this journey, we have come to realize that the laws of karma are not just abstract concepts or philosophical ideas. Instead, they provide a practical and powerful framework for living a life of integrity, compassion, and purpose. By incorporating these principles into our everyday thoughts, words, and actions, we can create a fulfilling life filled with love, abundance, and joy. This positive and inspiring life will have a ripple effect on those around us. As we continue on our journey, it's important to keep in mind that the path of karmic alignment is a lifelong process of growth, learning, and self-discovery. Like a seed, we need time, nourishment, and care to reach our full potential. Similarly, embodying the wisdom and truth of these timeless laws requires patience, perseverance, and dedication. The laws of karma have a beautiful way of meeting us exactly where we are, in every moment, and giving us the chance to choose a path that leads to greater consciousness, compassion, and connection. These principles are always there to guide and support us, whether we're facing challenges or celebrating moments of joy. They remind us of our worth, potential, and connection to all of life. As we finish reading this book, let's do it with a fresh sense of dedication, intention, and potential. Understanding that the path of karma is one of continuous development, exploration, and progress. Let us keep moving forward with an open heart and a curious mind, always striving to deepen our understanding and embrace these timeless truths. We can trust that the laws of karma will always lead us towards our best outcomes. Let us fully embrace this journey and always remember that we have the power to create a meaningful and fulfilling life. It is within us, ready to be awakened and expressed at any moment. The Secret Law of Attraction. We always want more. More success, more love, more abundance. We quietly share our wishes with the stars, hoping that the universe will listen and fulfill our dreams. What if I said that the universe doesn't work like a system that grants wishes? What if the key to making your dreams come true is not in what you say, but in the energy you put out? The law of attraction is an idea that has been around for a long time. It means that similar things attract each other. It's an easy concept, but it becomes very impactful when fully grasped. Many people misunderstand this law, thinking that if they desire something strongly enough, it will suddenly show up in their lives. The universe doesn't react to desire. It reacts to existence. Picture yourself as a radio tower, always sending out a signal. This signal represents your vibrational frequency, which is a unique mix of your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and actions. Every moment of every day, you're sending out this signal into the universe. The universe works like a radio, picking up your frequency and sending back experiences that align with it. This explains why two people can desire the same thing just as much, but one gets it while the other does not. It's not just about how strong the desire is. It's about how well everything fits together. Success doesn't always go to the person who wants it the most. It often goes to the one whose energy aligns with their goals. How can we change our frequency? It begins with realizing that each thought you have, every feeling you experience, and all the actions you take play a part in your vibrational energy. Negative thoughts and feelings bring your energy down, while positive ones lift it up. It's more than just having positive thoughts. It's about creating a true way of being that matches what you want to bring into your life. Think about being thankful. When you feel genuine gratitude, you don't think about what you don't have. You feel thankful for what you have right now. Being grateful naturally lifts your energy, helping you to be open to receiving even more things to appreciate. It's a lovely, ongoing loop. Your frequency changes over time. It changes from one moment to the next, depending on how you feel inside. Consistency in thought and action is very important for this reason. It's normal to have negative thoughts or feelings sometimes. That's just part of being human. It's about creating a main way of being that matches what you want. A great way to raise your frequency is by using visualization. When you clearly picture having what you want and feel the emotions that come with it, you change your energy to align with that reality for a moment. The more you practice this, the more natural it feels, and the more you will attract experiences that align with it. But be careful. Some people use visualization to escape, picturing a better future instead of facing their current situation. This lowers your frequency because it strengthens feelings of not having enough and being unhappy with your current situation. Use visualization to create positive feelings and inspiration right now. Another important part of keeping a high frequency is self-talk. The things you say to yourself are important. They are more than just thoughts. They are a form of energy being expressed. When you regularly talk to yourself with kindness, support, and a positive outlook, you're raising your energy to a better level. On the other hand, being too hard on yourself and thinking negatively can bring you down, making it more difficult to get what you want. Your frequency not only influences what you attract, but also how you see what you attract. Two people can go through the same event, but they might see it in very different ways depending on how they feel inside. A person with a higher frequency is more likely to notice opportunities and good things, even in tough situations, while someone with a lower frequency may only see problems and bad luck. Lesson 1. Your desires are like invitations, but how you feel decides who gets to join. Your desires are like invitations to the experiences, people, and opportunities in your life. These invitations, filled with your dreams and hopes, are sent out into the wide universe. However, the invitation by itself doesn't decide who or what will come to your party. Your vibration or energetic frequency serves as the gatekeeper, determining what enters your reality. Picture this. You're hosting a wonderful party. You've sent out lovely invitations to everyone you want to come. These invitations show what you want, your hopes, and the things you aim to bring into your life. They might relate to a caring relationship, financial success, a satisfying job, or good health. You've carefully created these invitations to reflect what you want to experience. But this is where a lot of people have trouble. They think that just sending out these invitations, or in other terms, having desires and making wishes, is enough to guarantee that what they want will come to them. They stand by the door, hoping their guests, their desires, will show up, feeling more and more frustrated as the party stays empty. They don't see that there's another important factor involved, their vibrational frequency. This frequency is similar to the vibe of your party. It's the music in the background, the lighting that sets the mood, and the energy that fills the space. Your energy draws in similar experiences and opportunities, just like certain vibes at a party attract specific people. Your vibration is made up of your thoughts, beliefs, feelings, and how you feel overall. It's not only about your conscious thoughts, but also the underlying beliefs that operate in your mind without you realizing it. It's about your feelings in each moment and the energy you give off as you go through life. If you want abundance and prosperity, but feel scarcity and lack, you're creating a conflict. It's similar to inviting people to a fancy event while making it feel like a relaxed outdoor gathering. The guests you invited, your desires, may arrive, but they might feel uncomfortable and probably won't stick around for long. Match your energy with what you want. Wanting something isn't enough. You need to align your energy with it. This involves developing thoughts, beliefs, and feelings that align with what you want to bring into your life. If you want abundance, you need to match the energy of abundance. You don't have to be rich right now. Instead, focus on developing a mindset that believes in abundance. Value the plenty that is already present in your life, no matter how little. Appreciate the air you breathe, the water you drink, and the food you eat. Notice the many ideas, chances, and options that are all around you. By doing this, you will begin to change your energy to match the abundance you want to bring into your life. If you want a caring relationship, focus on love. This isn't about desperately looking for love from others. It's about being a source of love yourself. Focus on loving yourself, be kind and compassionate to others, and recognize the love that is already present in your life, whether it comes from family, friends, or pets. When you resonate with love, you attract loving experiences and relationships. The universe always reacts to your energy, not just your desires. It's similar to a radio station in space, constantly sending out signals just for you. If you focus on what you don't have, that's what you'll get, even if you want more in your life. If you focus on love, you'll draw it to you, even if you didn't directly seek it out. This idea goes further than simply bringing in things or experiences. It also affects the quality of what you draw in. If you want a romantic relationship, if you feel unworthy and afraid, you may find a partner, but that person is probably going to mirror those feelings of unworthiness back to you. If you feel self, love, and worthiness, you're more likely to attract a partner who shows and supports those good qualities. Your vibration isn't only about thinking positively or being overly optimistic. It's about being true to yourself and what you really care about. It's about developing a true feeling of well-being and value that touches every part of your life. This doesn't mean you have to be flawless or always have a positive feeling. Life has its highs and lows, and it's normal to feel different emotions. Avoid getting trapped in negative feelings. When you feel sad or negative, recognize those feelings without being hard on yourself. Then, make a choice to focus on something that makes you feel better. Lesson 2. Your energy attracts what you want. Each of us has a special energy that we give off, a personal vibe that connects with the universe. This vibrational essence is not just an idea. It is a basic force that influences the core of our reality. It is a powerful force that draws experiences, people, and situations into our lives, even though we can't see it. To effectively use the law of attraction, we need to recognize that our vibe, how we feel energetically, plays a key role in what we attract into our lives. Picture yourself as a magnet that is alive and full of energy. Your thoughts, feelings, and actions all play a part in shaping your magnetic field. This area is open to everyone. It just draws in what matches its vibe. If you're feeling down, filled with fear, doubt, and negativity, you'll attract more situations that reflect this energy. On the other hand, when you feel happy, thankful, and positive, you attract more good experiences and opportunities. To change your life, focus on raising your vibrational state instead of just wishing for change. This process starts with being aware. Pause for a moment and notice how you feel right now. Are you feeling frustrated, worried, or indifferent? Are you feeling excited, loving, and full of abundance? Your truthful evaluation is the initial move towards purposeful growth. After you see where you are now, it becomes easy to see how to move up. It's about bringing your thoughts, feelings, and actions in line with the positive experiences you want to attract. This alignment isn't about pretending or forcing a positive attitude. It's about genuinely changing your inner thoughts to reflect the outer reality you want. Your thoughts are the starting point, as they shape your vibrational state. Address negative thoughts and beliefs that hold you back. Swap them out for positive affirmations and uplifting viewpoints. Don't just think positively. Also connect with the feelings that come with the state you want to achieve. To attract abundance, focus on feeling thankful for the abundance that is already in your life, even if it seems small. Your actions are important for boosting your vibe. Take part in things that truly make you feel good. This can include doing something you love, enjoying the outdoors, or being kind to others. Pick actions that connect with your best self, that make you feel energized and in tune with what you truly want. As you keep improving your energy, you'll see small changes in your life. You might notice more coincidences happening, or you could start attracting people and chances that match your goals. These are not just random events. They clearly show your higher energy level. The universe doesn't react to your desires. It reacts to how you are acting. If you want love, be love, be love. To find abundance, think, feel, and act as if you already have it. The outside will always reflect what's happening on the inside. This process of elevation can be challenging at times. Some days, it can be tough to keep a positive vibe. Challenges and difficulties in life can briefly bring down your energy level. During these times, be kind to yourself. The journey of raising your vibrations is not about being perfect. It's about making steady efforts and growing over time. Create habits that assist you in getting back to a better state when you notice yourself falling off track. Meditation, writing in a gratitude journal, or having positive talks with people who share your views can help you reset your energy. Put together a collection of activities that lift your spirits so you can use them whenever you need a boost. As you start this journey of raising your vibrations, it is something you will practice for life. There isn't a final stop. It's all about ongoing growth and development. Appreciate every little progress you make, even if it feels minor. Each time you align yourself and make a choice to boost your energy, it's a win that deserves recognition. Your energy really attracts what you want. When you regularly improve your energy levels, you create a strong attraction that can change many parts of your life. Accept this truth. Live it every day and see how your positive energy attracts experiences, relationships, and opportunities that align with your greatest goals. The universe is ready to reflect the greatness of your higher state back to you. Embrace it and get ready to be surprised by the wonderful things that come into your life. Lesson 3. Your life shows what's inside you. Take care of your soul to make it shine more. The world around you shows what you are, clearly and without mistake. Every experience, every relationship, every success, and every challenge reflects what is happening inside you. This important idea is central to the law of attraction, encouraging us to explore our inner selves to understand the source of our outside world. Think of your soul like a valuable gem with many sides and lots of possibilities. At first glance, it might look plain and ordinary, but with some polishing, it can sparkle beautifully. Your inner glow draws in the experiences and chances that form your life. The more your soul shines, the better your reality gets. Polishing your soul means working on yourself and becoming more aware of who you are. It's a process of discovering who you really are, letting go of the things that hold you back and make it hard to shine. This process needs bravery, dedication, and kindness towards yourself. It can be challenging at times, but it brings great rewards. Start by looking at your thoughts. Your mind is where you create your reality. Every thought is like a tool. It can either make your soul shine brightly or leave it with deep scratches. Negative thoughts, self-doubt, and pessimism can wear down your spirit and take away its shine. On the other hand, positive thoughts, self-belief, and optimism help reveal your true inner shine. Notice the thoughts that take up most of your mind. Do they give you strength or hold you back? Do they lift you up or bring you down? You can decide what you think. If you notice that your thoughts aren't helping you, kindly shift your attention elsewhere. Swap criticism for kindness, fear for trust, and doubt for resolve. With time, this practice will change how you talk to yourself, and as a result, it will improve your life. Your feelings play a big role in forming your inner world. They are what brings your thoughts to life and makes them strong. Negative feelings such as anger, resentment, and jealousy can disturb your inner peace, making it hard to see your true reality clearly. Positive feelings such as love, joy, and gratitude create a clear and calm space that lets your inner light shine freely. Develop emotional intelligence by recognizing your feelings without letting them take control of you. Recognize all your feelings, including the tough ones, but don't allow them to shape who you are. Use them as signs that show you where you need to heal and grow. Work on changing negative feelings into positive ones. Turn anger into motivation, fear into caution, and sadness into compassion. Your beliefs shape how you see and experience the world around you. They are the foundation for your thoughts and feelings. Limiting beliefs are like a cage that holds you back and stops you from showing your true potential. Positive beliefs give you a strong base that allows your spirit to rise. Look closely at what you believe. Where are they from? Do they really help you? Do they match the reality you want to create? Question the beliefs that hold you back and swap them for ones that broaden your view of what you can achieve. Trust in your value, your ability to grow, and the kindness of the universe. When you improve your beliefs, you'll notice changes within yourself, and your surroundings will change too. Your actions show what you feel inside. They are the tool you use to shape your reality. Every action you take either makes your soul brighter or lessens its glow. Thoughtful and intentional actions that match your core values enhance your spirit beautifully. Careless or harmful actions create marks and flaws that dull your shine. Think carefully about what you do. Let them show your best self, the person you want to be. Be kind and respectful to others, not for their sake, but for your own character. Strive to do your best in everything, not for others' approval, but to show your true potential. Act with honesty, making sure your actions match your words and beliefs. Relationships are important for enhancing your spirit. The people around you can lift you up or hold you back. Toxic relationships are like harmful substances that slowly damage your spirit. Healthy and supportive relationships are like the best polishing tools, enhancing your best qualities and helping you shine. Be thoughtful when selecting your relationships. Be around people who motivate you, encourage your growth, and share in your achievements. Release relationships that take away your energy or lessen your brightness. It's important not only to consider who you are with, but also how you engage in those relationships. Be the type of friend, partner, or colleague that you would like to have. By doing this, you'll draw in relationships that show your best self. Your surroundings are the space where your spirit lives. A messy and disorganized space can create confusion inside you, making it hard for your true self to be seen. A supportive and caring environment helps your soul grow and thrive. Build a space that helps you grow and shows what you want to achieve. Clear out your space by removing items that you no longer need. Be around things that are beautiful, like art, nature, or items that make you happy. Be mindful of the media you watch, the music you hear, and the locations where you spend your time. Select influences that motivate and encourage you. Your life truly shows what is happening inside you. When you actively focus on improving your soul by being aware of your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, actions, relationships, and habits, you build a beautiful and shining inner world. As your soul becomes brighter, you'll notice your outside world changing to reflect this inner light. You will draw in experiences, opportunities, and relationships that align with your best self. Your life will show how powerful inner change can be, encouraging others to start their own journey of self-improvement. Take good care of your inner self with attention and commitment. Enhance your spirit with kindness, care, and intention. As you go about your day, notice how the world changes, showing the amazing person you really are. Your life is ready to shine just like you. All you have to do is take care of your soul and let your light come out. Lesson 4. Your life reflects your inner feelings. Be gentle with your words towards yourself. Our lives reflect our inner thoughts and feelings, influencing the reality we live in. The law of attraction is a basic idea that explains how energy moves in our lives. As we explore the process of manifestation, it becomes clear that the key to achieving our deepest desires is found not outside of ourselves, but within our own inner selves. Picture your inner world as a large open space filled with many mirrors. Your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs show on these surfaces, creating a mix of energy that spreads out into the universe. This energy attracts experiences, people, and situations that match its frequency. Your life reflects the feelings and energy you put out into the world. This realization is amazing and makes you feel small at the same time. Every part of our lives, our relationships, careers, health, and wealth, directly shows what is happening inside us. The things we tell ourselves, the beliefs we hold, and the feelings we develop all play a part in shaping our outside world. Think about how negative self-talk affects you. When we criticize ourselves harshly, we are telling the universe that we are not worthy, not capable, or not deserving. This energy draws in experiences that support these beliefs, leading to a self-fulfilling prophecy. It feels like we're yelling into a canyon and hearing our own negative words come back to us as our life situations. On the other hand, when we decide to talk to ourselves kindly and focus on self-love and acceptance, we create a very different response. This good energy flows within us and spreads into the world, bringing experiences that reflect our inner brightness. We start to find chances that match our best interests, connections that uplift us, and situations that help us grow and succeed. Talking kindly to yourself isn't just something that feels nice. It's a strong way to change how you see the world. When we choose words that encourage, affirm, and express love, we are changing our inner world for the better. We're changing how we feel to match the happiness, success, and satisfaction we want. We shouldn't overlook our flaws or shy away from working on areas that need improvement. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and care we would give to a close friend. It's about understanding that our value comes from within, not based on outside successes or being perfect. When we practice being kind to ourselves, we start to see small changes in the world around us. The boss who used to be tough might now start complimenting our work. The relationship that felt tense might surprisingly improve with better understanding. Opportunities that seemed impossible to achieve may now become attainable. These are not just random events. They are the natural results of our changed inner feelings reflecting out into the universe. The law of attraction explains that similar things attract each other. When we fill our inner world with kindness, compassion, and self-love, we naturally draw in experiences that reflect these qualities. The universe seems to be always asking, "What's your vibe?" and then reacting accordingly. When we talk to ourselves in a kind way, we are boosting our energy and connecting with greater joy, abundance, and fulfillment. This idea goes further than just thinking positively. It's about being the energy of what we want to bring into our lives. To have love, we need to be love. To find abundance, we need to nurture a feeling of abundance inside ourselves. To achieve peace, we need to discover it within ourselves first. Our inner feelings act like a tuning fork that matches the experiences we draw in. Talking kindly to ourselves can help counteract the negative thoughts that often affect our minds. Our brains naturally focus on threats and weaknesses. This was helpful for our survival in the past, but it can now get in the way of our growth and happiness. When we make an effort to talk to ourselves in a kind way, we are changing our brain connections, forming new ways of thinking that help us feel better and achieve our goals. As we continue this practice, we might see our connection with the world around us start to change. When we are kind to ourselves, that kindness naturally spreads to how we treat others. We grow in patience, understanding, and compassion. This change in our energy helps our relationships and draws in people and situations that match this positive vibe. How we feel inside affects how we can accept the good things that come to us. When we treat ourselves with kindness and recognize our own value, we allow ourselves to fully accept the abundance that the universe provides. We stop missing chances and pushing away love because we believe we are worthy. We are prepared to welcome you with open arms and hearts. During the calm times of your day, pay attention to what you say to yourself. Do they show kindness? Do they provide support? Do they match the life you want to build? If not, kindly steer your thoughts towards kindness and love. Talk to yourself like you would to someone you really care about, because no one deserves your kindness more than you do. As you practice positive self-talk, notice how your life starts to reflect the beauty of your thoughts. Recognize the change you can create within yourself and confidently move into a reality influenced by your own kind words. This practice holds the key to achieving the happy and fulfilling life you've always wanted, a life that reflects your best and brightest self. Lesson 5. Your surroundings reflect your inner feelings. Ensure you appreciate what you see. The world around us acts like a big mirror, showing us the true nature of who we are. Everything we experience and every situation we face reflects our inner feelings. This important idea is central to the law of attraction, and grasping it can change how we see and experience our lives. This process needs time and effort. Like a garden needs time to grow, your inner changes also need time to show up in your outer world. Even the tiniest change is important. Every positive thought, every kind action, and every moment of self-love creates waves in your reality. While you focus on self-improvement, notice the small changes happening around you. Pay attention to how people react to you in different ways. Notice how problems that used to bother you now feel easier to handle. These are signs that your personal growth is showing results, and that the universe is reflecting the changes in you. Realize that this mirroring effect doesn't imply that you are directly responsible for every event in your life. The universe is complicated, with many things involved. You are in charge of how you see and react to these events. Your response, how you see things, and the viewpoint you pick all show what's going on inside you. This knowledge gives you strength and a duty to act wisely. You can change your reality by changing yourself. With this power, you need to be careful about what you show to the world. Every thought, every word, and every action shapes your life like a brushstroke on a canvas. To truly love what you see around you, it all starts with loving yourself first. It's about recognizing your current situation while supporting your growth. It's about seeing the beauty in your journey, flaws, and all. When you nurture self-love, you'll see it show up in all parts of your life, in the kindness of your relationships, in the satisfaction of your work, and in the calm you experience as you go about your day. Take a moment to reflect on your life. What do you notice in the reflection? What things make you happy, and what things need to be changed? You can change this reflection. It begins with one thought, one kind action for yourself or someone else. From that point, it expands, spreading out to reach every part of your life. Your life is a beautiful creation, and you are both the creator and the creation. Every choice, thought, and breath shapes your reality. Create a reflection so lovely that it captures your heart effortlessly. When you appreciate what you see in the reflection, you've discovered the key to a fulfilling and joyful life. Lesson 6. Instead of chasing, focus on becoming the kind of person who naturally draws it to you. In life, we often get caught up in chasing what we want. We pursue our dreams, goals, and things we want with such intensity that it can make us tired and still feel empty. What if the key to getting everything we want is not in pursuing it, but in understanding who we truly are? This important change in how we see things is central to the law of attraction, a basic idea that influences how we create our reality. Picture yourself as a magnet, always attracting experiences and opportunities to yourself. The strength and polarity of this magnet depend on who you are at your core, not on what you want. Your thoughts, beliefs, feelings, and actions all play a part in the energy you send out into the universe. This signature truly draws in the events of your life. When we only concentrate on pursuing what we want, we usually come from a feeling of not having enough. We view ourselves as not quite whole, always striving for something that feels just out of reach. This way of thinking creates a feeling of wanting and needing, which ironically drives away the things we are looking for. It's similar to trying to catch a butterfly by running after it. The harder you chase, the harder it is to catch. Instead, the lessons from the past guide us to focus on ourselves. When we develop the qualities, mindset, and energy of someone who already has what we want, we naturally connect with those experiences. It's a small but important difference. Instead of asking, "How can I get what I want?" we should ask, "Who do I need to be to naturally draw in what I desire?" This change starts with knowing yourself. Imagine the person you will be once you reach your goals. What are this person's thoughts? What do they believe? How do they move through life? When you practice these qualities every day, you start to change your energy to align with what you want. Think about the quest for money. Many pursue money by working long hours, dealing with stress, and thinking there isn't enough to go around. People who attract abundance usually show traits such as confidence, generosity, and a strong awareness of their own worth. They find chances where others find problems, and they go through life with a relaxed and smooth attitude. When you develop these qualities in yourself, you naturally draw in financial abundance. The same idea works for relationships. Rather than searching hard for love, Concentrate on being the most loving version of yourself. Grow self-love, kindness, and a willingness to share your feelings. When you show these qualities, you attract people and experiences that reflect this love back to you. The universe doesn't react to your desire for a partner. It responds to the love you have built inside yourself. This method adds a feeling of calm and satisfaction to the process of making things happen. When you concentrate on growing instead of just getting things, you discover happiness in the journey itself. Every day is a chance to be more like the person you want to be, no matter what's happening around you. This inner fulfillment is the real treasure, much more valuable than any material wealth. Becoming the person who naturally draws in what you want doesn't mean you should stop taking action completely. It means that your actions come from a place of inspiration instead of feeling like you have to force them. You navigate life with clear goals and focus, but without the hurried feeling of someone pursuing a difficult target. To put this principle into action, you could try daily meditation to connect with your higher self visualization exercises, to picture your ideal state, and making conscious choices that align with the reality you want. It also means being thankful for what you already have, as this appreciation increases your energy and brings in more things to be thankful for. As you adopt this way of living, you might notice that some of your wants start to fade away on their own. This is because they came from a need for approval or something missing instead of being in harmony with your true self. The true desires that align with your soul's purpose are what will come to life smoothly and beautifully. The universe doesn't just grant wishes. It reflects the energy you send out. When you work on being the best version of yourself, you build a reflection filled with the experiences, relationships, and abundance you want. You turn into a real-life version of your dreams, easily drawing in everything that is good for you. Lesson 7. The key is not about wanting things to be different, but about being different yourself. We often pursue our desires, thinking that getting what we want will make us happy and satisfied. We create vision boards, say affirmations, and picture our dreams with strong hope. Many times, we notice that our attempts don't succeed, making us question why the law of attraction appears to benefit others but not us. The truth, dear reader, is clear and meaningful. The secret lies not in wanting things to change, but in becoming a different person. Think about what attraction really is. In the physical world, magnets attract not by wishing or wanting, but because of their natural properties. In personal growth and manifestation, it's not just our wishes that bring experiences and opportunities to us. Instead, it's who we are, our thoughts, beliefs, actions, and the energy we give off. To effectively use the law of attraction, we need to change our focus from what's outside to what's inside. Rather than focusing on what we want to achieve, we should pay attention to who we need to be. This change is not about altering how we look or pretending to be someone we're not. It's about bringing our true selves in line with what we want to attract. Think about wanting to have plenty of money. You could spend a lot of time imagining wealth, saying money affirmations, or even placing a dollar bill under your pillow while you sleep. If your inner self, your beliefs, attitudes, and actions doesn't align with abundance, you may feel trapped in cycles of not having enough. The key is to develop the thinking, routines, and attitude of a rich person. This involves learning about money, appreciating what you currently possess, and handling finances with a calm and open mindset instead of worry and lack. This principle works for relationships, career success, health, and all other parts of life. To find love, be love. If you want respect, show respect. If you want peace, work on finding calm within yourself. The outside world often reflects how we feel inside. When we concentrate on being instead of wanting, we create a strong change that alters our reality from within. This change from wanting to being needs a strong understanding of oneself and a dedication to personal development. It encourages us to look at our basic beliefs, face our limiting thoughts, and question the stories we've believed about ourselves and the world. It's a process of change, letting go of the past and revealing our true selves. A great way to support this change is by practicing embodiment. Rather than just picturing what you want to achieve, think about how you would feel, what you would think and how you would act if you had already reached that goal. How would you present yourself? What choices would you make? How do you treat others and yourself? When you show these qualities in your everyday life, you start to connect with what you want, bringing in experiences and opportunities that match. Think about Sarah, a hopeful entrepreneur who wanted to run a successful business. For a long time, she concentrated on achieving success, always anxious about failing and measuring herself against others. She had a big moment when she understood that, to bring in success, she had to show the traits of a successful entrepreneur: confidence, resilience, creativity, and leadership. She started making choices from a strong place, taking thoughtful risks and facing challenges with a positive attitude. Over time, her business started to grow, not because she desired it more, but because she had developed the skills to create and maintain success. This idea of being more important than wanting goes beyond personal goals to include our shared experiences. As a community, we frequently aim for a better world, one with peace, equality, and sustainability. Real change happens when we practice these ideas every day. When we are calm in how we interact, treat everyone fairly, and choose sustainable options, we help change the way people think and can make a difference in our world. As you adopt this principle, you might notice that your desires start to change. When we concentrate on being, we often find that what we really desire is not the outside signs of success or happiness, but the inner feeling of fulfillment and peace. We understand that the happiness we looked for in success was actually there for us all the time, in just being present and true to ourselves. The law of attraction is not a tool that makes wishes come true. It shows a basic idea that similar things are drawn to each other. When you connect with what you truly want, you attract experiences, people, and opportunities that match who you really are. As you move forward on your path of growth and manifestation, change your focus from what you want to who you are. Think about who you need to be, not just what you want to have. Develop the traits, attitudes, and energy that match your goals. Be the love you want, the success you wish for, the peace you long for. By doing this, you'll attract what you truly want and find a deep sense of satisfaction right now. The key is not to change what's outside you, but to change what's inside you. When you change who you are, your whole experience of life changes too. The law of attraction has real power. It helps you not only to bring your desires to life, but also to show you the amazing, limitless person you already are. Accept this truth. Practice it every day, and see how the universe responds by showing you the beauty, abundance, and joy that you hold within. In the end, what you draw to yourself is not what you think you want, but what you truly are at your core. Lesson 8. Concentrate more on who you are becoming rather than what you have. The having will come after. When we chase what we want, we often focus on the final outcome, the real signs of our dreams. We long for the house on the hill, a successful career, the ideal relationship, or the wealth we think will make us happy and fulfilled. In our constant pursuit of things and accomplishments, we frequently forget an important truth. The secret to getting what we desire is not in what we own, but in who we become. The law of attraction is really about more than just hoping for things to come into our lives easily. It's about bringing our true selves in harmony with what we desire. It's about changing ourselves to align with what we want. When we change our focus from what we have to who we are becoming, we start a significant shift in our energy, our actions, and our reality. Think about the difference between wishing to be rich and actually having the traits of a rich person. The former is a situation where you feel like you don't have enough, always reminding you of what is missing. The latter is a situation of plenty, where you develop the way of thinking, routines, and principles linked to wealth. When you work on being the kind of person who naturally draws in wealth, someone who is responsible, disciplined, creative, and generous, you start a process of changes inside and outside of yourself that will lead to financial success. This idea goes well beyond just physical things. In relationships, rather than concentrating on finding the ideal partner, aim to become the type of person you would like to be with. Grow kindness, understand emotions, and learn to give and accept love. When you show these qualities, you naturally draw in people who connect with your positive energy. Becoming can sometimes be challenging and uncomfortable. It involves looking within ourselves, growing, and often confronting our biggest fears and insecurities. It asks us to question our limiting beliefs and move beyond our comfort zones. In this journey of changing ourselves, we discover the real power of the law of attraction. As you start this journey of becoming, each thought, action, and choice is forming who you are. Every moment is a chance to get closer to your goals. Do your daily habits match the person you want to be? Does your self-talk show that you believe in your own potential? Do your interactions with others show the values you want to represent? Focusing on becoming brings happiness now, no matter what is happening around you. When you focus on improving yourself, you don't rely on future events to find happiness. You are discovering happiness and meaning in the journey of growing. This positive feeling attracts experiences and opportunities that match your higher energy. By focusing on your personal growth, you build the inner strength needed to manage the things you are attracting. Think about a person who wants to be very rich but hasn't learned how to handle money wisely. Even if they suddenly got a lot of money, they could easily lose it or discover that it creates more issues than it solves. By working on being smart with money, staying disciplined, and having clear goals, they not only boost their chances of bringing in wealth, but also make sure they can keep and grow it when it comes in. This idea of being before having is reflected in many spiritual and philosophical teachings. The ancient Stoics highlighted the value of developing virtue and inner strength instead of pursuing external possessions. Buddhist teachings highlight the importance of letting go of material desires and developing inner peace. In today's psychology, self-actualization emphasizes the value of reaching your full potential instead of just gathering things or achievements. As you use this principle in your life, take your time and be kind to yourself. Becoming is a journey, not a final stop. It's about making steady, small improvements instead of expecting big changes all at once. Enjoy the little wins. Take lessons from challenges and remember to focus on your growth instead of just what you have. Everyone's journey to becoming is different. It's good to have role models and mentors, but don't fall into the trap of trying to be someone else. The strongest attraction happens when you are your true, genuine self. This needs you to look at yourself honestly and be open to accepting your special talents, interests, and goals. When you change your focus from having to becoming, you might see a difference in how you set goals and visualize them. Rather than visualizing yourself with specific items, think about being the kind of person who naturally draws those things to them through their qualities and actions. Experience the confidence, the calm, and the happiness of being that person. This way of visualizing is not just about daydreaming. It's a strong method to change your subconscious mind and connect your energy with what you want. This change in focus could mean putting more effort into personal growth instead of buying things. It could mean picking experiences that help you grow and face challenges instead of just those that are fun or distracting. It might mean being around people who motivate you to be your best instead of just those who possess what you desire. As you move forward on this journey, you may notice that your desires start to change. As you get closer to your true self and higher purpose, you might find that some things you once wanted don't seem as appealing anymore. New and more significant goals might replace them. This is a normal and lovely part of growing and changing. Lesson 9. Make sure your actions match your goals and see how they attract success. In the vast universe, every thread has a purpose and meaning. Your actions, thoughts, and beliefs come together to shape your life in a beautiful way. When you match what you do with what you want, you create a strong energy that pulls success towards you, just like a magnet attracts metal pieces. This alignment is not just about actions. It's about being in sync with your true desires and greatest potential. Think of your goals as a star far away, glowing in the dark sky. To get to that star, you need to dream about it, plan your path, and start your journey. Your actions help you move ahead. When your actions match your goals, you send a clear message to the universe that you are ready to receive what you want. What does it really mean to match what you do with what you want to achieve? It starts with understanding. First, you need to be completely sure about what you really want. Focus on the deep desires that truly motivate you, not the fleeting wants that come and go easily. These are the goals that truly reflect who you are. After you have clarity, the following step is congruence. Your thoughts, words, and actions should all match and be in harmony. If you want to spread positivity, but your actions bring negativity, you create a conflict. This misalignment creates mixed messages, similar to trying to listen to two radio stations at the same time. It leads to noise and confusion. Think about the goal of having plenty. Many want to be wealthy, but their actions show a lack of resources. They keep what little they have, scared to share or put it to use. True alignment with abundance needs actions that show an abundant mindset. Be generous, make smart investments, and behave as if having plenty is normal for you. By doing this, you open a path for abundance to enter your life easily. The law of attraction isn't something that just happens on its own. You need to be actively involved. Just visualizing your goals or saying affirmations isn't enough. These steps are important, but they are only the start. To attract success, you need to take motivated steps. This involves trusting your gut, grabbing chances when they come up, and occasionally taking risks even when being careful seems wiser. Taking inspired action feels different than taking forced action. It moves smoothly and easily as it aligns with who you really are. When you're in sync, you'll notice that opportunities arise more often. Chance events increase, and what used to feel like barriers turn into paths forward. The universe is reacting to your alignment, showing you the energy you are sending out. Sometimes, you might realize that it's not what you do that needs changing, but what you want to achieve instead. As you learn and grow, you might find that what you used to want doesn't match who you really are anymore. This understanding is not a setback. It's progress. Accept it, adjust your focus, and look towards new opportunities. Taking action that aligns with your goals is important, not only for what you achieve, but also for the person you become along the way. Every action you take brings you closer to being the person who easily draws in what you want. You're not only aiming for your goals, you're living them. This version reveals the real secret to making things happen. Think about someone who wants to become a great leader. They go beyond reading books on leadership or going to seminars. They look for chances to take the lead, even in little ways. They own their actions, choose what to do, and motivate those around them every day. By taking these steps, they not only learn about leadership, but also become a leader. As they change, they draw in chances that fit their new energy. This idea is relevant in every part of life. If you want to be healthy and full of energy, do what a healthy and energetic person does. If you want love and connection, be loving and open in all your relationships. If you want to achieve financial freedom, choose actions and make decisions that show abundance and smart management. When you try to match what you do with what you want, you might face some pushback. This is normal. The universe sometimes challenges us, not to bring us down, but to...
Ritavazende kize imba izwezi pili. Lwekerize mikwaye mwiencha kukona kunolofaza kwa nkufisa hamo chwalo ni mata amsika avona kare. Kana mwitukiserize kuvona msevelezo wa imba ye, mufumane lisevelezo wa zezwezi pili ze kakulifafela mashering alika na 36 na million dollars kakweli. Kapa kamikwaye kutesi fafasi ye tatama, 5% machipisa hamungo lisari kwelize talu, 10% machipisa hamungo lisari kwelize sirela, 25% machipisa hamungo lisari kwelize lishumi peri. Muketeri kwelize zo muvata kulimukone kukala kuikola zendezeo imba imiswalezi fama chipisa. Imba, toku bukani fasi kaufela. Mwipe kwa lisevelezo za imba kachenu kulimukone kuikola zende kaufela.
To make sure we are dedicated to our journey, when you encounter challenges, view them as chances to improve your focus. Every challenge you face shows your dedication and strengthens your influence. Alignment doesn't mean being perfect. There will be times when what you do doesn't match what you want to achieve. Stay positive and keep going. Staying consistent is important as time goes on. Your overall direction is what really counts, even if there are small changes along the way, just like a compass needle that may wobble but always points to true north. As you move forward on this journey, take your time and be kind to yourself and the universe. Manifestation doesn't always happen right away. Sometimes, the seeds you plant through focused effort need time to develop. Have faith in the process, understanding that each step you take is moving you nearer to what you want, even if you can't see the results right away. Your actions create a melody that is uniquely yours in the vast universe. When you act with honesty and intention, you'll notice that the universe responds, aligning with your rhythm and enhancing your melody. Alignment transforms the individual effort of chasing your goals into a collaborative and harmonious process. Lesson 10. Manifestation comes from within. Focus on yourself, not the universe. The universe, with all its size and knowledge, doesn't answer our requests or wishes. It doesn't change to fit what we want or adjust itself based on our wishes. Instead, it reflects the energy we give off, the thoughts we nurture, and the beliefs we cherish. Manifestation starts from within us, not from the outside world. Many people interested in the law of attraction often make the mistake of trying to control outside situations. They spend a lot of time imagining what they want, saying positive statements, and hoping the universe will help them get it. These practices can help, but they overlook an important fact. Manifestation starts from within. To effectively use the law of attraction, we need to concentrate on ourselves. Rather than attempting to change the universe, we should focus on changing ourselves. This inner change is what opens the door to our wishes, letting them come into our lives easily. Think about a garden for a moment. A beginner gardener may find themselves wishing for lovely flowers, imagining a green landscape, or hoping that nature will create the perfect garden they dream of. An experienced gardener understands more. To make a successful garden, they need to start by getting the soil ready, planting the seeds, and taking care of the plants as they grow. The garden looks beautiful because of their hard work and commitment. Our lives are like gardens where we can grow and create what we want. Our thoughts are like seeds, our consciousness is the soil, and our beliefs and emotions provide the water and sunlight that help our creations grow. When we take care of our inner selves with thoughtfulness, we set the stage for our wishes to grow and thrive on their own. Changing how we see things, from wanting to change the world around us to looking at our own feelings and thoughts, can make a big difference. It helps us take charge of our lives instead of feeling powerless against outside influences. When we understand that we create our own reality, we embrace our true power. What does it mean to improve ourselves? It starts with knowing yourself. We need to pay close attention to our thoughts, feelings, and actions. What ideas do we have about ourselves and the world around us? What types of thoughts do we often have? What feelings are most present in our inner world? When we understand our inner selves better, we can start to change things on purpose. This could mean changing negative beliefs, encouraging positive thinking, or improving emotional understanding to handle our feelings more effectively. Meditation and mindfulness practices can be helpful tools for this inner work. They help us create a gap between our thoughts and what we are aware of, allowing us to choose how we respond instead of just reacting without thinking. By practicing regularly, we can slowly change our usual mindset to one that is more peaceful, positive, and in tune with what we want. Another important part of improving ourselves is growing personally and developing skills. Rather than just hoping for success, we can work on being the type of person who naturally draws success to themselves. This could mean learning new skills, gaining more knowledge, or building traits like discipline, resilience, and creativity. If you want financial abundance, instead of just imagining wealth, concentrate on building an abundance mindset, understanding financial management, and developing the skills and traits that help you succeed in your field. When you become a valuable person, you will naturally draw in great opportunities and resources. This inner work is not about pushing ourselves to change or ignoring who we really are. It's about connecting with our best selves and letting our true nature show. It's about finding and developing the best parts of who we are, instead of trying to be someone else. This way of manifesting needs you to be patient and to have faith. Inner transformation is a slow process, unlike external manipulation, which usually aims for quick fixes and fast results. It's similar to how a strong oak tree grows from a small acorn. It takes time, but the outcome is significant and enduring. When we do the inner work, we feel motivated to move towards our goals. We follow our intuition and inspiration, not out of desperation or obligation. When we act in line with who we really are and the way things naturally work, our actions become more effective. Manifestation through inner work means becoming the person who easily attracts and creates the life we want. It's about increasing our energy, broadening our awareness, and matching the vibe of what we want. When we focus on our inner growth, we notice that the outside world starts to show us experiences and opportunities that align with our new energy. The universe is not something apart from you that requires persuasion or coaxing. You are an important part of the universe, helping to shape the big picture of life. When you focus on improving yourself, becoming more aware, and connecting with your best self, you are actively influencing the reality around you. As you move forward in your manifestation journey, turn your attention inward. Rather than attempting to force the universe to meet your needs, focus on becoming the type of person who naturally enjoys the life you want. Be aware of yourself. Question what holds you back. Improve your abilities and traits, and stay true to who you really are. Believe in the journey, understanding that as you change within, your surroundings will naturally change too. Manifestation comes from within, and you already have everything you need inside you. Accept this truth and see how your life changes in wonderful and surprising ways. Lesson 11. The law of attraction reacts not to what you want, but to what you believe you deserve. The universe has a simple truth that many people looking for abundance and happiness often miss. The law of attraction reacts not to what you want, but to what you deserve. This principle is often misunderstood or simplified, but it is essential for realizing the full potential of manifestation and personal growth. It's not just about wishing or wanting something more. It's about transforming into the kind of person who naturally deserves and draws in what you desire. Think about what it means to deserve something. It's not about making a moral judgment or keeping track of scores in the universe. It's more about how you feel, a certain energy that connects you with the experiences, chances, and wealth you want. When you really deserve something, you don't just want it, you become it. Your thoughts, actions, and energy align well with your desires, attracting your goals into your life. This idea encourages us to look at our inner value instead of what we want from the outside, rather than asking, how can I get what I want? We should ask, who do I need to be to naturally attract what I desire? This small but impactful change in thinking changes the whole process of manifestation. We are no longer asking the universe for help. We work together to shape our reality by developing our inner selves. Deserving is about growing as a person and finding out who you really are. It takes a genuine look at ourselves and a readiness to face our beliefs and actions that hold us back. Do you have parts of your life where you feel like you don't deserve good things? These are the places where you need to grow the most and where you can change the most. By dealing with these inner obstacles, you make it easier for your wishes to come true and also raise your overall awareness. Picture someone who wants to have plenty of money but hold strong beliefs that money is bad or that only dishonest people can be wealthy. Even if they really want to be successful, their deep-seated beliefs create a mismatch that pushes away the abundance they are looking for. To achieve financial wealth, this person needs to change how they view money, learning to appreciate its benefits and making sure their actions reflect responsible management. This idea goes well beyond just money and possessions. The law of attraction works based on how you feel, not just what you wish for in relationships, career success, personal health, and all areas of life. A person who shows love, kindness, and emotional growth will naturally draw in positive and satisfying relationships. People who show confidence, skill, and a willingness to learn will attract chances for career growth. The idea of deserving encourages us to grow our ability to accept. Many people think they need to work hard and give up a lot to get good things in life. Although putting in effort and being committed are important, this mindset can make it harder to accept abundance in a simple and joyful way. Deserving means being open to receive with kindness and thankfulness, believing that you are worthy of good things just because you exist. Another important part of deserving is loving yourself and recognizing your value. You will receive from the universe only what you believe you deserve. Building real self-love and appreciation lays the groundwork for bringing in positive experiences and abundance. This doesn't mean being boastful or focused only on yourself. Real self-love is modest, kind, and open-hearted. It sees your value and also understands that you can grow and get better. Remember that deserving is not about being perfect. You don't have to be perfect to bring good things into your life. The process of growing and improving oneself is a strong draw in itself. The universe tends to support people who are making an effort to improve themselves, seeking knowledge, and aiming to be better. Your ability to tackle challenges, learn from errors, and keep going despite difficulties all play a role in what you deserve. While you focus on bringing your true self in line with what you want, being patient and trusting the process are very important. Personal transformation and manifestation happen at their own pace, not always when we want them to. Believe that as you raise your energy and recognize your worth, the universe is working behind the scenes to arrange events and situations in ways you might not fully see or grasp yet. Lesson 12. Instead of wishing for an easier life, focus on becoming a stronger person. Life can be complicated and beautiful, but it often brings challenges that test our strength and push us to our limits. People often want a simpler way, hoping that life will provide an easier route through the challenges and difficulties we all face. What if, in our search for an easy life, we're overlooking what really makes life meaningful? The law of attraction shows us that we draw in what we are, rather than just what we desire. This idea is relevant not only to things we own or our connections with others, but also to the core of our experiences. When we spend our time wishing for an easier life, we might end up bringing in situations that make us feel weak, unprepared, or like a victim. What if we focused on becoming stronger and more resilient people instead? In this situation, strength goes beyond just being physically strong. It includes strength in emotions, sharpness in thinking, and depth in spirit. When we ask to be stronger, we are opening ourselves up to chances for growth, challenges that will push our limits, and experiences that will shape who we are. This change in how we see things is powerful. It helps us turn every challenge into an opportunity and every failure into a chance to bounce back. Think about a tree as a metaphor. A tree that grows in a safe place, away from wind and storms, might grow tall quickly, but it will be weak and can easily fall with the first strong breeze. A tree that withstands the weather, bending and swaying with each storm, grows a strong, deep root system and a flexible but sturdy trunk. Strength is built by facing challenges. The same idea works for our lives. When we confront challenges directly and view them as chances to grow instead of impossible barriers, we build a strength that benefits us in every part of our lives. This strength acts like a magnet, drawing in more opportunities, stronger relationships, and a deep sense of confidence in oneself. How can we make this change? How can we go from wanting an easier life to taking steps to become stronger? A shift in thinking is where it begins. Rather than asking, "Why is this happening to me?" we can ask, "What can I learn from this?" This change in perspective helps us move from being passive observers of our situations to being active contributors to our personal growth.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let us continue our conversation tomorrow. Let us dissect and let's talk about what we have listened to tonight, tomorrow at 1 o'clock until 4 p.m. So, ladies and gentlemen, I bid you guys farewell. I love you forever and a day. Ciao ne, shap ne, nashi cheke.